Hear me? Ping, ping.
Sure.
Can? Okay. As we were worshiping, I just sensed some essence of what God wants to impart to us today.
当我们刚才敬拜的时候呢，我就感觉到神呢就去好似俾我们感觉到今日想俾我们分派俾我们每一个嘅东西。
As long as I've lived in Hong Kong, I've known Hong Kong people can be very fervent, very passionate.
我喺香港咁多年咧，我都知道咧，香港人咧系其实系可以好火热嘅，
好强啊，
好强 ，very strong. You don't need chapter.
But yet there's some things in our life that we need to have fixed in God's word, so there's a stability in our passion.
但我们的生命呢却要是建基在神的话语的里面，好使我们可以有稳定的前进。
And I just sense that, that Brother Dick has that word for us today.
所以我觉得呢今天呢就我们伊斯曼博士呢就会给我们有这样的一个神的话语的基础。
And I know many of you are here for the first time.
我知道有很多人是第一次来幽灵堂。
We want to welcome you.
我们欢迎你，代表幽灵堂欢迎大家。
Amen. And Brother Dick is not only a Bible teacher and administrator of prayer, but also the president of Every Home for Christ.
其实呢、我哋讲完呢、个名比较复杂嘅，有时我系叫做迪牧师，有时我叫做伊斯曼牧师，咁但系总之都系同一个人啦。咁佢咧就系呢一个做加文字报道工作嘅主席，会长。
Amen. And he has a wonderful way of.Integrating the prayer that God instructs us into the things of missions.
咁佢咧亦都系好懂得去晓得将神嘅话语咧嚟到贯穿喺我哋帮助我哋特别尤其是系有宣教嘅生命有嗰种负担嘅弟兄姊妹。
And the vision that God has for each of us personally.
同埋咧亦都会帮助造就我哋每一个人，俾我哋有一个我哋生命上面又得着我哋嘅意象。
So without further ado, I just want to introduce Dr. Dick Eastman.
我哋一齐鼓掌欢迎我哋今日嘅讲员，迪牧师。
Music stand.
It's a music stand.
Well, it's a joy to be with you again this afternoon.
好高兴咧，今日咧下昼同大家一齐。
Okay, let's see, do we have enough here? Oh.$10. There was $10 on this. Put that in my pocket. Is that okay there, or you want it lower? We began last night by sharing.Seven principles of joyful prayer.
咁咧，琴晚已经同大家开始分享咗咧，有七个原则系关于咧喺祷告里边有喜乐嘅。
Even if you miss that, the teaching today will make sense. I really believe you'll understand it clearly.
咁虽然咧，可能当中有朋友咧系琴晚系错过咗嘅，咁但系冇紧要，因为今日咧继续讲嘅咧，相信大家都会好容易明白。
We have these workbooks that you can use to write down some things as I share.
咁咧，大家入嚟嘅时候咧，应该系收到噶一个蓝色嘅夹啦。咁里边咧就有呢啲咁样嘅一本书仔，咁就有啲嘢咧可以写低。
But today we will begin on page 3.
咁今日开始咧就由第三版开始。
As I share with you the beginning of what are six.Joy clusters of prayer.
咁一开始咧，就想同大家分享咧，系关于有六个唔同嘅嘅组群咧，就喺呢个有满有喜乐嘅祷告嘅里边。
When we think of the word cluster, we might think of a cluster of grapes. There's a number of grapes in one cluster.
咁大家如果想象下一个组群嘅时候咧，会可能会谂到咧一抽提子，咁就好似一组咁样，咁但系里边咧就有好多粒唔同嘅提子。
And I began to notice that there are various aspects of prayer.
咁我亦都开始发现咧，其实祷告咧系有唔同嘅层面嘅。
In which you would see several types of prayer within these aspects or within these clusters.
咁或者應該咧，大家就會睇到喺唔同嘅組群或者唔同嘅層面上邊咧，有唔同類型嘅禱告。
But why is the joy of prayer? Why is joy in prayer so very important?
咁但係點解禱告裏邊有喜樂係咁非常之重要呢？
I want to answer that by sharing the scripture.
咁我就想回應你頭先我提問嘅呢一樣嘢，就係咧先同大家分享一個經文。
Now I'm not going to show the scripture on the screen.
咁咧就唔會喺個屏幕嗰度顯出嚟嘅。
But last night I began by giving you a couple scriptures and asking you to finish what the scripture says.
咁咧，琴日咧就開始同大家分享一啲經文啦。咁就咧係叫大家咧係好似填嗰啲填嗰啲空格咁樣咧，係去完成嗰個經文。
Let me repeat one of those again。
咁咧，我就想而家同大家再提翻啦，其中一個章節。
And you finish the verse。
咁咧，大家就可以咧，我講開頭，大家就講埋個結尾。
In God's presence is the fullness of
喺神嘅同在裏面有完全嘅。
In God's presence is the fullness of joy.
在神的同在里面呢，是有完全的喜乐。
And then I had you finish this verse.
那另一节呢？
The joy of the Lord is our
strength. 神的喜乐是我们的。
Now I want you to finish this verse.
那再讲多一节添。
Resist the devil.
抗拒这个敌人。
And he will.
那他就会怎样呢？
He will flee from you.
他会走。
Now, what does that have to do with joy?
咁呢一样嘢究竟同喜乐有咩关系咧？
A Bible teacher in America said this.
咁喺美国咧，有一个系教导圣经嘅人咁样讲。
If I don't have joy,
如果我冇喜乐
，I won't have strength.
我就唔会有力量。
If I don't have strength,
如果我冇力量咧
，I am going to be weak.
咁我就会好软弱啦。
If I become weak,
如果我变得软弱嘅话
，I cannot resist.
咁我又抵挡唔到魔鬼。
If I cannot resist,
如果我唔可以抵挡个敌人咧
，the devil won't flee。
咁啊，敌人就唔会走啦。
And if the devil won't flee,
咁如果敌人又唔走嘅话
，I cannot win。I cannot win。
咁我就冇办法系胜过。
Did you get that?
大家有冇明白到啊
？I'll say it quickly。
我好快就讲一次。
If I don't have joy,
如果我冇喜乐
，I don't have strength。
我冇力量。
If I don't have strength,
如果我冇力量嘅话
，I am going to be weak。
我就会变得好软弱啦。
If I become weak,
我变得软弱嘅时候
，I cannot resist。
我就系咧抵挡唔到。
If I cannot resist,
我抵挡唔到嘅话
，the devil won't flee。
我哋敌人就唔会走。
And if the devil won't flee,
咁如果敌人又唔走嘅话
，I cannot win。
我就冇办法胜过。
That's why joy is so important。
所以喜乐就系咁重要。
Because in my joy,
因为喺我哋嘅喜乐里边
，I become strong。
我哋系有力量，变得刚强。
And there's something important about having joy in prayer.
咁咧，亦都系关于我哋喺祷告里边要有喜乐。
And so I'm going to begin to share with you several clusters of joyful prayer.
咁所以咧，今日想同大家咧分享咧唔同嘅组群系关于咧满有喜乐嘅祷告。
Now, even though I will eventually or ultimately share six of them. I'm only going to share two today.
咁可能咧，我终归都会同大家分享呢六个组群啊。但系今日咧，我系想同大家分享两个组群。
And there are three qualities or aspects of or types of prayer in these two clusters.
咁喺呢两个组群里边咧，系有三个唔同嘅素质啦，或者系层面啦。
The other four clusters I will share when we come back.
咁咧，但系之后另外嗰四个组群咧，就系我哋再次翻嚟嘅时候先同大家分享啦。
But only if you invite me back。
咁咧，但系咧，要视乎大家会唔会再一次邀请我哋翻嚟。
If you don't invite me back, you're only getting two clusters。
咁但系如果大家决定唔邀请我哋咧，咁啊，大家今日只系会听到我讲解系关于两个组群嘅啫。
So you will only have partial joy。
咁所以大家咧，只会系得到部分嘅喜乐。
But the first of these two are very important.
但系咧喺呢六个组群里边咧，首两个系非常之重要嘅。
Actually, these two determine all that God will do in our prayer lives.
咁其实咧，即将会讲解嘅呢两个组群咧，就系决定咗我哋咧喺我哋嘅祷告生命里边所做嘅一切。
And you will understand that as I teach today. You will understand that as I teach today.
咁當我咧係同大家分享嘅時候，大家就會明白。
The first is the devotion cluster.
第一嗰個組群咧就係虔誠嘅組群。
And this, for you to understand what I mean here, let me give you a definition of devotion.
咁咧，首先係叫大家明白之前咧，我就想同大家講一講呢個虔誠嘅定義。
Now I'm going to go back because I did too many clicks here. What do we mean by devotion?
咁虔誠究竟係咩意思咧？
It is the fact or state of being ardently dedicated and loyal.
就係話熱情奉獻同埋忠誠嘅狀態。
It can also refer to an act of prayer or private worship.
亦都係可以解釋為咧禱告嘅舉動或者係私人嘅敬拜。
That's why we refer sometimes to our time of prayer as a time of having devotions.
所以咧，有時我哋話咧，我哋係祈禱嘅時間就係一個一段係虔誠嘅一個時段咁樣。
It's from the word, of course, devoted or to devote.
咁咧，當然咧，呢個字眼咧，個係嚟自嘅係話係委身嘅意思。
And here's a definition of that.
咁個解釋就係咁啦。
When you devote something, you give yourself to something.
咁咧，當你係委身嘅咧，你就係將自己咧完全嘅俾出嚟，為咗嗰樣嘢。
It is to give over or direct.
咁你係努力或者專注嘅。
Such as giving one's time to a cause or activity.
好似將一個人嘅時間或者用喺某一個目的嘅上邊，或者某一個活動嘅上邊，忠誠同埋委身
就係個特徵。Did you finish? Okay, I haven't finished. To be characterized by loyalty or devotion.
咁個特徵咧就係忠誠同埋委身。
So that's what we mean when we're talking about to be devoted.
所以咧，我哋講關於呢個虔誠就係咁嘅意思。
And when I talk about the devotion cluster, I'm talking first of all about being fully devoted to the Lord Himself.
咁當我講關於呢一個虔誠嘅呢個組群嘅時候咧，我就講關於係我哋完全嘅委身俾主。
It means I'm given over to the Lord。
係將自己咧完完全全嘅咁樣係交俾主嘅。
And so what we call a time of devotion really means I set aside a time to give myself over to the Lord for Him to speak to me。
所以我哋講話咧係進行呢、这、一個虔誠一個一段係我哋係一個虔誠嘅時段嘅時候咧，我哋嘅意思就係話，我哋將嗰段時間咧係完完全全咧係擺上去同神一齊，係等佢係有機會同我哋説話。
Let me give you a scripture。
咁咧想同大家講一講嘅經文。
Even several scriptures about this。
係其實咧有幾段經文都係講關於呢一樣嘢嘅。
First is Job chapter 1。
咁咧第一節咧就係、是。約伯記嘅一章一節。
And many of you know there are different translations of the Bible.
咁大家都知道咧，有唔同嘅譯本嘅聖經。
Some of them are more modern.
有啲可能係比較個用字係比較現代化啦。
And in that sense, they put the words in more the language of today.
咁咧係用嘅語句同埋文法咧係比較接近我哋而家日常用嘅。
And one of those newer translations in English is called the Message Bible.
咁其中一個咧喺英文嘅方面咧有一個咁嘅近代嘅譯本就叫做 the Message Bible.
Now you may have noticed last night I share frequently from that.
咁大家琴晚咧可能亦都聽到啦，我好多時咧都係用呢一個譯本嘅聖經。
And that is because it's the particular translation that I'm using in my own prayer time day by day now.
咁因為咧我好多時咧我自己禱告裏邊我睇嘅聖經都係呢個譯本。
And so this particular verse in Job is from that translation.
咁咧，而家大家睇嗰個約伯記嘅呢個章節咧，亦都係喺嗰個譯本裏邊抽出嚟嘅。
And it says Job was a man who lived in Uz.
咁呢度講咧就話烏斯地有一個人叫做約伯。
He was honest inside and out.
咁嗰個人咧係完全嘅正直。
He was a man of his word.
咁咧就係佢講乜嘢咧，都係做到嘅。
Who was totally devoted to God and hated evil with a passion？
咁佢咧就好敬畏神，同埋遠離惡事。
Now pay very close attention to those words。
咁大家留意下嗰啲字眼啦。
The more one is totally devoted to God, the more they will hate evil。
咁咧，里边所讲嘅咧个重点咧就系话咧，如果嗰个人咧越系敬畏神咧，佢就越系憎恶恶事。
Now also remember that Job did suffer tremendously.
咁大家可能会记得咧，约伯咧就系经过好多嘅苦难。
But he remained devoted.
咁但系佢仍然都系好敬虔嘅。
Look at First Kings chapter 8.
咁我哋再睇列王记上第八章。
And verses 57 and 58.
第57至58节。
It says, May God, our very own God, continue to be with us just as he was with our ancestors.
这里就讲到，愿耶和华，我们的神与我们同在，像与我们列祖同样一样。
May he never give up and walk out on us.
不撇下我们，不丢弃我们。
Now we know that God won't do that.
我们知道神不会这样做。
But in those days, these people were afraid that because of their own sin, God might just leave them.
咁但系咧，当时嘅人咧，佢哋就好惊，因为自己嘅罪咧，就神咧就会离弃佢哋。
But notice the next verse.
但系咧，大家留意之后嗰节。
May he keep us centered and devoted to him, following the life path he has cleared for us.
使我们嘅心归向他，遵行佢嘅道。
This first part of the verse is what I want to emphasize or stress.
咁咧，我特别咧系想啊强调呢一节嘅首半部。
May he keep us centered and devoted to him.
系使我们嘅心归向他。
We need to think about this in our prayer lives.
我哋需要喺我哋嘅祷告嘅生命里边思考下呢一样嘢。
It is our very prayer lives that help keep us centered on him.
就是正正是我们的祷告的生命呢，是叫我们专注在神那里。
Most problems that Christians have would disappear if they just spent time in God's word and prayer every day.
很多基督徒呢，遇到的问题呢，如果我们是愿意每一天都是在神里面祷告的话呢，我们的问题就会可能没了。
Let me give you an example from the New Testament of one who was totally devoted.
咁咧，亦都想喺新約嗰度舉一個例子，係關於一個人物啊，佢嘅生命係完全嘅堅強。
Her name was Anna.
咁就係
in Luke chapter 2:36-37.
係路加福音二章三十六至三十七節。
It says, Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher.
呢度講話又有女先知名叫 Anna， 是亞切支派內力嘅女兒。
Now I'm going to stop right here and explain something.
咁我而家想停一停，同大家讲解一下先。
The Bible says there was one Anna.
咁喺圣经里边讲咧，系有一位叫做 Anna 嘅。
I did some study and research.
咁我自己亦都做咗啲资料搜查啦。
And discovered there are 2,930 names of people in the Bible.
咁我就查到咧，圣经里边咧有提及过2,930个名字啊。
Now you know how many names are in the Bible.
咁大家而家知道啦，圣经里边有提及过几多个名
？2,930。
咁就有2,930个。
But there's only one Anna.
但系当中咧就净系得一个 Anna。
And I thought that was interesting.
咁我就觉得好有趣啊。
It went on to say she was of great age.
咁咧呢个章节继续讲咧就系话啦，佢嘅年纪已经老迈。
She had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity.
咁咧，从作童女出嫁嘅时候，同丈夫住咗七年就寡居。
And verse 37 says this.
咁第三十七节咁样讲。
And this woman was a widow of about 84 years.
咁咧呢一个女士咧，佢就做咗寡妇咧，已经系84年。
Who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day.
咁咧，佢就冇离开圣殿，禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
In other words, she was given over to total devotion in the things of God.
咁嘅意思即系话，佢将佢嘅生命系完全摆上，摆喺神嘅事里面。
She would be a perfect example of a truly devoted believer.
咁咧，佢系一个系完美嘅一个例子啊，就系话点样系为之一个系好敬虔嘅信主嘅人。
I remember.When my wife and I started out in the ministry, we were very young.
咁我記得咧，當我同我太太開始我哋嘅事工嘅時候咧，當時我哋好年輕。
We were that would be over 45 years ago.
講緊咧就係45年前啦。
So some people ask how long my wife and I have been married.
咁有啲人問我哋啊，你同你太太結咗婚幾耐咧？
And I tell them we have been married 90 years. 90 years.
咁咧結咗婚90年。
45 years for my wife and 45 years for me.
咁我太太就結咗婚45年啦，我亦都結咗婚45年啦。
And 45 and 45 is 90.
咁加埋咧就係90年。
But when we started out,
The first year, 第一年的时候,
a little Korean pastor came to our church.
咁咧就一个咧，身材好细小嘅，嘅一个韩国籍嘅牧师就嚟到我哋嘅教会嗰度。
He was, we would say, very skinny. He was very thin.
咁啊，好瘦。
He looked very hungry.
个样咧好似好肚饿咁样嘅。
And this was the first time.This pastor ever came to America.
咁咧嗰次咧就系呢一位牧师咧第一次系踏足呢个美国。
And our church was the very first church he ever spoke at in America.
咁咧亦都系我哋嘅教会咧系第一个佢嚟到美国之后踏足嘅教会。
Now he's been there so many times he doesn't even count them anymore.
咁咧佢而家咧已经去到我哋嘅教会好多次啦，已经冇再数啊，究竟有几多次
？But we had that privilege. He came to our church.
咁但系咧我哋好荣幸佢嗰次嚟到我哋教会。
And his church was only 6 years old. 6 years.
当时咧，我哋嘅教会咧就只系成立咗六年嘅啫。
And it began in a tent, not in a building, but just in a tent.
最初嘅时候咧就冇一座建筑物咁样嘅，我哋咧就喺一个荧幕咁样嘅地方嘅聚会。
And I remember as he spoke in English.
咁咧，我记得咧，佢当时分享嘅时候咧，佢用英文讲。
He did not want to speak through an interpreter.
咁佢咧就唔想有人同佢翻译。
And different things I remember he said.
咁咧，我又記得唔同嘅嘢，佢有當晚有講過。
One thing he said was this.
咁佢其中一樣嘢佢講過嘅咧就係。
He said we started our church in a tent. We started our church in a tent.
佢就話啊，我哋個教會咧就係喺一個幕咁樣嘅。
With only a few people.
當中咧淨係得幾個人。
And he said one day.
咁就有一日咧。
I asked God for 1,000. New members every year.
咁我就同神讲，我话神啊，你俾我哋咧每一年咧都有1,000个新嘅信众。
He said, "Now 6 years has passed."
咁佢话而家过咗六年啦。
And God has not answered my prayer like I prayed it.
就冇咧按我嘅祷告咧嚟答应允我。
He said, "Because now we have 7,000 members."
佢话因为而家我哋已经有7,000个会众。
So he said, "I'm asking God."
所以我就问神。
Why did you give me 1,000 too many?
咁但系点解你俾突咗一千个我哋咧
？He told stories like that.
咁佢就咁样讲佢嘅故事。
One day he wanted a bicycle.
咁啊有一日咧，咁佢就踩紧单车。
So he said, "Oh God, I want a bicycle, a bicycle."
咁佢话主啊，我就想踩单车，我想要一架单车。
And the Lord said, "What kind?"
咁神就问啦，你想要咩款噶
？He said, "Oh."A Schwinn bicycle. Schwinn bicycle. I want a Schwinn bicycle.
总之系佢就话神啊，我想要某一种特别嘅特别嘅单车。
I want a Schwinn bicycle.
系某类型特别嘅单车。
And God said.
咁神就咁答。
What color?
咩颜色？
吓？
咁佢吓
？Yellow.
黄色啦。
And then that was by the time of the Korean War.
咁咧，當時咧就喺呢個韓國咧就打緊。
And an American soldier who's in Korea。
咁咧就喺韓國嗰度咧，就有一個美國籍嘅士兵。
Was going back to America。
咁咧就係打算係翻啊美國。
And he had a bicycle。
咁佢咧就有架單車。
And he could not take it with him。
咁佢就帶唔到走啊。
And so he was looking for somebody。
咁所以佢就揾一個人啦。
And he saw this young Korean man。
咁就見到呢個牧師。
And he said, "Would you like a bicycle?"
佢就話：，誒，你會唔會想要一架單車咧
？And the young Korean said, "What kind is it?"
咁樣嗰個韓國人咧就話啦：，咩款啊
？He said, "It's a Schwinn."
咁就正正係佢之前祈禱想要嗰個款式。
What color is it?
咁又係咩顏色嘅咧
？Yellow.
黃色。
He said, "That's my bicycle."
咁佢話：係啦，係我嘅單車啦。
But he had great humor.
咁咧就非常之講嘢嘅時候咧，好生動。
Now their church is the biggest church in the world.
咁佢而家间教会咧，就系全世界最大嘅教会。
More than 750,000 members.
咁咧系有超过七十 50,000 嘅人。
Think of that.
大家試想下。
But do you know what I learned about that church?
咁但係咧，我係學到啲乜嘢咧？係關於嗰個教會咧？
For the first 2 years, or maybe 3 years,
咁係可能喺頭兩年或者三年嘅時間。
This pastor of that church.
咁呢個教會嘅牧師。
His mother-in-law.
咁啊，佢嘅外母咧。
Never left the church day or night, but stayed there and prayed day or night. Day or night.
朝頭早同埋夜晚咧都唔離開個教會嘅，咁就成日停留喺裏邊嚟祈禱。
She was like Anna.
佢就正如亞娜一樣。
She prayed day and night.
昼夜咁樣祈禱。
They brought her food.
咁啲人咧就帶啲食物俾佢。
And many times she just fasted.
咁好多時佢都會禁食。
That pastor's name is Dr. Young Gi Cho. Dr. Young Gi Cho.
咁啊，哦，嗰個牧師嘅名咧就係趙容基牧師。
I don't know how you translate that, but you know who he is.
大家都知佢係邊位啦。
And what I'm trying to say is, look at how it began.
咁我就想同大家講就話，大家睇下究竟成件事一開始係點樣嘅咧。
It began with someone who was devoted to prayer.
咁開始嘅時候就係有一個人係好敬虔嘅，係去祈禱。
Now I want to share with you three aspects or qualities of this cluster of prayer.
咁而家咧就想同大家分享咧，就係呢一個組群嘅禱告嘅組群裏邊嘅三個素質。
And the first of these,
第一個
is to pray intimately.
就係咧親密咁樣嘅禱告。
To pray intimately.
親密地禱告。
Now, what does intimate mean?
親密嘅意思係乜嘢咧？
Intimate means to be marked by close association, contact, or familiarity.
就咧十分親密嘅相交、接觸或者係好熟悉嘅。
It means marked by a warm friendship developed through loving association.
就突顯嘅地方咧，就係透過愛嘅相交孕育出嚟嘅一段温暖嘅友誼。
Put all those words in there。
咁咧，大家可以將啲字。
Marked by a very close association, contact or familiarity。
十分親密嘅相交、接觸或者熟悉。
Also marked by a warm friendship developed through loving association。
突顯之處係透過愛嘅相交孕育出嚟嘅一段温暖友誼。
And that's what it means to be intimate with God.
就係咁意思啦，就係話同神好親密嘅。
In Psalm chapter 24, verse 7.
咁喺詩篇廿七章第四節咁講。
Verse 27, verse 4.
廿七章第四節。
It says, "One thing I have desired of the Lord."
佢話有一件事我曾求耶和華。
That will I seek after.
我仍要尋求嘅。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
我就係一生一世住喺耶和華嘅殿中。
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
瞻仰佢嘅榮美。
And to inquire in his temple.
同埋喺佢嘅殿裏邊求問。
It's a very familiar verse of scripture to many.
咁咧，對於大家嚟講咧，係一個好熟悉嘅章節。
But notice what our desire is.
咁咧就係注意啦，佢話佢渴望嘅係乜嘢咧
？It is simply to behold the beauty of the Lord, to look on his beauty.
就係話咧，瞻仰神嘅榮美喺佢嘅殿裏面求。
And then it is to learn from him. Then it is to learn from him.
就係咧喺神嗰度學習。
And Matthew chapter 6 verse 6.
馬太福音第六章第六節。
Says this.
咁樣講。
Here's what I want you to do.
你哋禱告嘅時候。
Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God.
就是要進入你的內室關上門
Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage
咁就禱告你在暗中的父
The focus will shift from you to God
咁呢就在 你父在暗中察看
And you will begin to sense his grace
就會必然報答你
The focus, in other words, what you see will shift from yourselfTo seeing who God is.
咁佢呢度講話個焦點啊，即係話你所睇嘅嘢咧，就唔係再係喺你自己身上，但係咧就係睇神嘅嘢。
And you will begin to sense His grace.
咁你就開始會經歷神嘅恩典。
Now, some of you may remember the old translation of this verse.
咁大家咧可能會記得咧有啲舊嘅譯本咧係關於呢個章節嘅啦。
When you pray, enter your closet.
就係話當你祈禱嘅時候咧，進入你嘅內室。
And shut the door.
閂埋門。
But I like it the way this is paraphrased.
咁但係我好喜歡咧嗰個新譯本咁樣講嘅。
It says, find a quiet, secluded place to get away.
佢就話咧係揾一個咧好安靜嘅地方，你係可以避開其他嘅煩擾嘅嘢。
And then the focus is going to shift from you to God.
咁嗰個焦點咧，就會係由你自己嘅身上轉移去到神嗰度。
When Jesus spoke to his disciples, it's interesting what it says in Mark chapter 4.
咁咧好有趣啊！喺馬太福音第四章嘅時候，耶穌同佢嘅門徒咁樣講。
Verse 34.
第三十四節。
This concerns Jesus speaking to the people who gathered around him.
咁咧呢度就讲关于耶稣咧同一啲人咧系聚集喺佢嘅周围，耶稣点样同佢哋讲
？He always told stories。
咁佢成日咧都系以故事嘅形式嚟讲。
They call them parables。
就话系叫呢啲叫做比喻。
But listen to what this verse says。
咁咧大家听下呢一个章节咁样讲。
But without a parable, he did not speak to them。
如果唔用比喻咧，耶稣就唔同佢哋讲。
And when they were alone, he explained all things to his disciples。
当冇人嘅时候，就将一切嘅道讲俾门徒听。
God wants us to be alone with Him.
神咧系好想咧，我哋系独处同佢一齐。
So He can speak to us personally and secretly.
所以咧，佢就可以咧同我哋个人嘅好秘密嘅咁样嚟讲说话。
Let me give an application for this.
咁咧，同大家讲讲点样应用呢
？And each of these clusters will have an application of each aspect of prayer.
咁咧，每一個組群咧，亦都係咧，會有教導係個應用點樣應用唔同層面喺我哋嘅禱告生命裏邊。
This is simply pray with desire。
好簡單嘅就係話咧，禱告嘅時候要有渴慕嘅心。
And I sum this up very simply。
咁就想好簡單咁樣總結。
Be alone with God。
就係同神獨處。
We need to take time to be alone with God from day to day.
我哋每一日嘅時候係需要抽時間同神獨處。
In our home, we have a special closet or a room to do this.
咁咧喺我哋自己屋企咧，我哋有間好特別嘅房咧，係我哋可以咁樣做嘅。
But you can do this beside your bed.
咁但係大家可以咧係喺你嘅牀旁邊咁樣做。
Early morning, sitting at a table by yourself.
或者好早嘅时候，你起身啊，坐喺张台嘅旁边。
It doesn't matter.
系冇所谓嘅。
But the important thing is that you have a time when you're undisturbed.
咁咧，重要嘅重点咧，就系话你系需要有一段时间同神一齐咧，你系不被骚扰嘅。
And the second aspect of this cluster.
咁咧，呢个祷告嘅组群里边咧，第二个层面
is to pray conversationally.
就系啦。对话式咁样嘅祷告。
Now look at what we mean by conversationally。
大家睇睇啊，对话式嘅意思究竟系乜嘢咧
？The definition is an oral exchange of sentiments, observations, opinions, or ideas。
个定义就系话喺一个感情上、观察上、意见上或者想法上边嘅口述交流。
It's an informal discussion or an exchange similar to a conversation。
咁就係一個非正式嘅討論同對話咧，相似嘅交流。
Well, conversational prayer is to pray as if you were having a conversation.
咁對話式嘅禱告咧，就係話禱告嘅時候咧，嗰個模式咧，好似傾偈咁樣。
You talk to God.
你同神傾偈啊。
And then you listen to God.
然後你又聽下佢講乜嘢。
And most often He will talk to you from the Scriptures.
咁好多時咧，佢同你傾偈嘅方式咧，就係透過聖經。
So you do not need to hear an audible voice, an audible voice.
哦，咁大家未必咧，系需要话啊，我要听到一把真系听到嘅声音。
Sometimes you will hear the voice of the Spirit within your heart.
咁有阵时咧，你心里边咧，你听到圣灵嘅声音。
And when you pray with others, of course, you can practice conversational prayer.
咁当你系同其他人一齐祈祷嘅时候，当然啦，你就系以呢、这个可以练习以呢个对话嘅形式嘅嚟祷告。
By each of you just talking to God as if He were sitting right there.
咁大家咧就其实可以同神倾偈，就好似话神系坐喺你身边一样。
But even when you're alone, you can talk to God in that very natural way.
咁就算你自己一个人嘅时候，亦都可以同神倾偈，系好自然嘅。
You do not have to shout at God。
唔需要对住神咧大声嗌啦。
It is true, sometimes we have a motion because we're praying for something urgent.
咁但係有陣時咧，可能我哋祈禱嘅時候，為咗一啲好迫切嘅嘢，咁我哋有情感。
But we can still pray in just a conversational voice.
咁但係咧，我哋仍然都係可以同神咧以呢一個對話咁樣嘅形式同埋呢個聲調嚟咁樣祈禱。
Notice what it says in Exodus 25, 21 and 22.
咁咧，大家睇出埃及記廿五章廿一廿二節。
God is giving instruction to Moses.
咁咧，神咧就指示阿摩西。
He said, "You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark."
咁佢話啦，你要將個施恩座安喺櫃嘅上邊。
And in the ark, you shall put the testimony that I will give you.
又將我所要賜給你嘅法版放喺個櫃裡面。
And notice verse 22.
第廿二節咁講。
And there I will meet with you.
我就要喺嗰度同你相會。
And I will speak with you from above the mercy seat.
又要從法櫃施恩座上。
From between the two cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony.
二基路伯中間。
I will speak to you about everything which I will give you.
同你說我所要吩咐你，傳給以色列人嘅一切事。
He is talking about simply conversing with him.
他就讲紧话系同神啊交谈。
In Exodus 33 verse 11,
出埃及记三十三章十一节。
It says, "And so the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to the friend to a friend."
呢度讲到话耶和华咧同摩西面对面说话，好似人同埋朋友倾偈一样。
This clearly means that they were conversing back and forth.
这里呢好明显呢是讲到呢是摩西同神呢个祷告里面呢是交谈咁样你一句我有回应啊咁样。
One special example of this is Enoch in Genesis 5, 21 through 24.
咁有一个好特别嘅例子呢就是创世纪五章廿一至廿四节讲关于以诺。
It says when Enoch was 65 years old, he became the father of Methuselah.
咁呢度讲话以诺咧，到咗六十五岁嘅时候就生咗马土撒拉。
And after the birth of Methuselah, Enoch lived in close fellowship with God.
咁以诺咧生咗马土撒拉之后咧，与神同行三百年。
Now look at verse 23 and 24.
咁我哋再睇廿三廿四节。
Enoch lived 365 years.
咁以诺咧就活咗总共三百六十五年。
Walking in close fellowship with God.
与神同行。
And then one day he disappeared.
咁有一日咧，佢就失冇走咗。
Because God took him.
因为咧，神就将佢取去。
There was one preacher in America.
咁喺美国咧，有一个系教圣经嘅人咧。
He was an African American preacher, a black preacher.
咁佢系一个黑人嚟嘅。
And oh, he could preach so good.
咁咧，佢讲道嘅时候咧，就系非常之好嘅。
And one Sunday he said in church.
咁有一個星期日，佢就喺教會咁講。
That all of those that would come back Sunday night, he was going to tell them the true story of what happened to Enoch.
咁佢就話啦：如果邊個咧今晚夜晚咧翻嚟再聚會嘅時候咧，我就會話俾大家知嗰個真實故事啊，以諾究竟發生咗咩嘢。
He said, "I want to tell you the true story."
我要話一個真實嘅故事你聽。
And so that night, everybody came back, and the preacher preached about Enoch.
咁所以咧，當晚咧就個個人都翻曬嚟啦。咁個呢一個咧講完咧就講關於以諾。
And what it means to be in close fellowship with the Lord.
就提到乜嘢意思咧？係話同神同行。
He said, "Now the Bible doesn't say this exactly."
咁佢話咧，聖經裏邊咧冇好仔細咁樣講話，究竟呢個係咩意思
？But every night, Enoch and God would go for a walk.
咁但系咧，每一晚咧，以诺咧就会同神咧出去行下。
And they would just talk and fellowship。
咁咧就系会啊倾下偈啊，享受彼此。
And one night they just kept walking and walking。
咁咧就一路咁行。
And God looked at his watch。
咁然后神吓就睇下佢只表啦。
I think he made up some things in the story。
咁咧，我谂咧呢个讲完咧系喺个故事里边加咗啲细节。
God looked at his watch。
咁神咧就望下佢嘅表，就话。
Enoch, it's so very late.
啊，以諾已經好夜啦。
And we're closer to my house than your house.
咁啊，我哋而家個位置咧就離我嘅屋企近過嚟你嘅屋企。
Why don't you just come home with me?
咁不如你就直情嚟我屋企過夜啦。
Well, we do know what the Bible says.
咁我哋亦都知道聖經點樣講。
Enoch walked with God, and he was taken.
咁啊，以諾咧就同神同行，然後咧神就將佢取去。
There must have been a very close relationship with God.
咁咧，以诺同神之间咧，好肯定系一个好亲密嘅关系。
So now I know. Now I know.
咁而家我就知啦。
If my wife is in the closet praying.
咁如果咧，我个太太就喺个密室嗰度祷告。
And she disappears.
咁如果佢突然间唔见咗。
I'll know where she is.
咁我就知道佢去咗边啦。
She walked with God and He took her.
咁咧，佢就同神同行，咁样神咧就将佢娶去。
But the truth is, we want to be close to God.
但系嗰个真理就系话，我哋想同神亲密。
And the application here is this.
而系点样应用呢？
Pray with transparency.
祷告嘅时候要有透明度。
When something is transparent, like a window, you can see through it.
咁咧，当一啲嘢咧系高透明度嘅时候咧，好似系玻璃咁咧，你就可以睇穿佢。
This really means to that we would be open in our praying。
嘅意思即系话，我哋喺个祷告里边咧系对神开放。
We would not hold anything back. We would just tell God exactly how we feel。
我哋唔会系自己保留，好有保留咁样嘅，我哋就会好坦诚咁同神讲我哋嘅感受系点。
Now all of this is a part of the first cluster of joyful prayer.
咁头先所讲嘅咧，就系话喜悦嘅祷告里边嘅第一个组群嘅一部分。
To pray intimately.
咁啊，好亲密咁样祈祷啦。
To pray conversationally.
同埋咧，系以对话式嘅同神祷告。
And then very obviously this one.
咁亦都系好明显嘅就系呢一样。
Is to pray worshipfully.
系咧，好敬拜嘅咁样嚟祷告。
Now we know that worship by definition is extravagant respect or admiration for.Or devotion to an object or person of esteem.
咁我哋知道咧，敬拜嘅意思咧就系话对于一位配得尊敬嘅人物或者一件事物给予非常嘅尊重或者钦佩或者系委身。
If we want joy in prayer, we need to learn to worship the Lord.
如果我哋想喺祷告里边有喜乐咧，我哋系要懂得学习点样去敬拜神。
Worship should be a very important and vital part of our time of prayer.
在我们的祷告里面，敬拜是非常重要的。
Psalm 95 verses 6 and 7 says this.
诗篇95章第6至7节这样说。
Come, let us worship and bow down.
来啊，我们要屈膝敬拜。
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
在做我们的耶和华面前跪下。
For He is our God.
因为祂是我们的神。
We are the people He watches over.
我们是祂草场的羊。
We are the flock under His care.
是祂手下的民。
If only you would listen to His voice today.
唯愿你们今天听祂的话。
It's an invitation that we come, of course, and worship before Him.
是一个邀请来的，叫我们是来到主的面前去敬拜祂。
Psalm 138 carries or shares this same theme.
咁咧，诗篇138篇咧，亦都系有同样嘅主题。
I bow before your holy temple as I worship.
我要向你嘅圣殿下拜。
I praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness.
为你嘅慈爱同埋诚实。
For your promises are backed by all the honor of your name.
因为你使你嘅话显为大，过于你所应许嘅。
As soon as I pray, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me strength.
我呼求嘅日子，你就应允我，鼓励我，使我心里有能力。
Let me give you just one more verse.
再同大家睇多一个章节。
That's related to this cluster.
咁咧系同头先讲呢个组群系相关
嘅。Psalm 89:15-16.
诗篇89:15-16.
Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship.
知道向你欢呼嘅，那民是有福的。
For they will walk in the light of your presence, Lord.
耶和华，他们在你脸上的光里行走。
They rejoice all day long in your wonderful reputation.
他们因你的名终日欢乐。
They exult in your righteousness.
因你的公义得以高举。
Now, the application for this aspect of prayer in this cluster.
咁喺呢一个组群里边，呢个祷告呢，啱啱讲过呢个素质系点样应用呢
？It is to pray obviously or clearly. It's to pray with adoration.
咁好明显啊，就系话要祷告里边咧，要有尊崇嘅态度。
And if I were to give a summary, it's to be consumed with God.
咁咧系去总结咧，就系话系被神充满。
God wants us to be consumed with Him.
神咧系好想我哋咧系被佢充满。
And there are different ways to do this.
咁有唔同嘅方法可以咁样做到。
First, we speak praise when we're in prayer.
咁首先咧就系我哋喺祷告里边咧，我哋赞美。
But then we also can sing our praises.
咁我哋亦都可以唱歌去赞美佢。
For many years, each time I have a prayer time, I sing several verses from a psalm. I just make up my own song.
咁好多时咧，有好多年嘅时间啊，我喺祷告里边咧，我就唱诗嚟赞美神。系点样唱咧？就系用我自己作一啲曲调咁样啦，就唱诗篇。
I did not say I make up a good song. I said I make up a new song.
咁我冇话咧，我作嗰啲歌好好听，但系咧，我就系我自己唱诗篇。
Because no matter how bad I think my voice is, God thinks I'm an opera star.
咁因为咧，无论咧我系把声我唱得几咁之差咧，但系神喺眼中喺神嘅眼中里边咧，佢觉得我系唱得非常之好听。
I think whenever we sing to the Lord, that's what He hears.
咁我覺得咧，當我哋每一個人去敬拜神、讚美佢嘅時候，神就係咁樣聽到，好似係大家都係歌唱家咁。
And what happens in my prayer life is it gives me joy。
咁喺我嘅禱告生命裏邊就係點咧？就係咁樣做嘅時候咧，神就俾喜樂我。
There are 365 days in a year。
咁一年裏邊有365日。
So I went through all the psalms and I counted the verses and gave or allocated or gave so many verses for each day.
咁咧，我就数下呀，总共有几多篇诗篇咧？中间有几多节咧？咁我就每日咧就安排有一啲节我系睇嘅。
And on those days, I just turn those verses into a song.
咁咧就喺一年嘅唔同嘅日子里边咧，我就将嗰啲经文咧就系好似歌咁样嚟唱俾神听。
And I am not going to demonstrate that.
咁咧，大家放心啊，我唔会喺大家面前示范点样做。
Maybe if we ever have a prayer time alone.
咁或者咧系当我哋系喺独自祈祷嘅时间，咁我哋可以一齐唱。
But I want to encourage you to do this.
咁但系我想鼓励大家都系咁样做。
You can even sing your prayers.
咁你都可以咧，你嘅祷告咧系唱歌咁样嘅形式。
And it's something different. It makes your prayer fresh.
咁咧系做一啲唔同嘅嘢，系叫你嘅祷告里边系得以更新。
Because God loves it when we just worship Him.
因为咧，当我哋系敬拜佢嘅时候咧，神系好喜悦。
Now, when the worship team was singing, you were singing about Isaiah 62.
咁头先咧敬拜队喺度唱大敬拜嘅时候咧，咁唱嘅歌词系提到以赛亚书六十二章。
How God is placing watchmen.
咁就系讲到咧
，everywhere
神咧就喺唔同嘅地方咧，系喺啲祷告嘅墙上边咧，系设立啲守望者。
And years ago, I came to Hong Kong.
咁几年前嘅时候咧，我嚟到香港。
And a dear lady here.Who had a ministry? Her name was Agatha Chan. Invited us.
咁咧，當時咧就係喺香港嘅一個好親愛嘅女士啦。咁佢喺香港咧就有一個事工，咁佢就邀請我哋嚟。
How many remember the name Agatha Chan?
有邊個係知道呢個名嘅？
Many of you. At the end of the day we taught.
咁咧喺嗰一日嘅傍晚嘅時分咧，我哋傾偈。
Everybody was worshiping.
咁所有人都喺度敬拜緊。
It was beautiful.
是非常之美好。
It was wonderful.
非常之美好。
And Agatha was leading at the time. I had finished teaching.
咁咧，当时咧，我已经系分享完咗啦。咁啊，陈博士咧就系带领个聚会。
And I was standing way behind her.
咁咧，我就企喺佢嘅后边。
And while the people were worshiping.
咁啲人咧，当时咧，啲人仲喺度敬拜紧。
She came to me.
咁佢就走嚟我嗰度。
And she whispered in my ear.
咁啊，静悄悄喺我耳边讲说话。
She said, "Brother Dick."
佢话啊，迪克弟兄
，Come and pray a prophetic prayer over Hong Kong。
佢话你为香港咧祈祷一个先知性嘅祷告啦。
And I had never done that like that before。
咁咧，我以前咧就完全未做过咁样嘅嘢嘅。
No one ever said to me, "Come and pray a prophetic prayer over this city."
之前咧冇人同过我讲过话，你啦，你就为呢个城市咧，献上一个咧先知性嘅祷告啦。
So she turned and walked away to the microphone.
咁咧，佢就讲完之后咧，佢就行开，就去到嗰个麦嘅前面。
I thought, oh God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
咁我自己心谂啊，神啊，点算咧？点做咧
？And she said to everybody.
咁佢就喺个麦嗰度同大家讲。
Brother Dick is now going to come and pray a prophetic prayer over everybody.
咁好啦，迪克弟兄咧，而家咧就会嚟到啦，就同大家咧系为香港咧献上一个先知性嘅祷告。
I said, Lord, what should I pray? What should I pray?
咁我死啦神啊，我应该点样祈祷啊？祈乜嘢咧
I did not know.
咁我係完全唔知道。
And he reminded me of the passage of scripture he used to call me into a prayer ministry more than 40 years ago.
咁佢咧神咧就係當時咧提醒我啊，叫我諗起一個經文，就係40年前咧，佢就用嗰個經文嚟呼召我進入我嘅事工裏邊。
It was Isaiah 62.
就係以賽亞書62章。
But he spoke to me in a very unusual way.
咁但係咧，神同我講嘅時候咧，係好不尋常咁同我講。
I did not hear an audible voice like you're hearing over the speaker.
咁咧，我當時咧冇聽到啊一把好清晰嘅聲，好似而家大家透過個麥咁樣聽到嘅聲音啊。
But very clearly in my heart, he said this.
但係咧，好清楚佢喺我嘅心裏邊對我咁講。
I want to do in Hong Kong what I speak about in Isaiah 62.
神就话啦，我喺以赛亚书62章嗰度做过嘅事，我而家就会喺香港要成就。
So I did something I had never ever done before.
所以咧，我亦都做咗一啲嘢咧，我系之前完全未做过嘅。
But I believe he told me in my spirit to do this.
咁但系咧，我深信咧，神喺灵里边系呼召我咁样做。
Of course I'm reading from my Bible that I have on my Palm Pilot.
咁咧，当时咧就系我就系由我嘅圣经里边咁样读出嚟啦。
Because I have so many translations on here.
咁咧就系用呢一个圣经，因为咧里边有唔同嘅译本。
That day I had my New Living Translation Bible.
哦，咁嗰日咧我就净系得嗰个 New Living 嘅呢个译本。
And the Lord said this.
咁神咁样讲。
Pray Isaiah 62.
佢话你以以赛亚书62章嚟祈祷。
As if I am speaking of Hong Kong whenever it talks about Jerusalem.
每逢嗰个经文里边提到耶路撒冷嘅时候咧，就正如系我系同香港讲紧说。
Now this was the prophet Isaiah speaking.
咁咧喺呢个章节里边系以赛亚先知讲紧嘢。
But he was speaking the heart of God.
咁但系佢就系讲紧神嘅心。
And so I began to pray this.
咁所以我就开始咁样祷告。
In my translation, it says, "Because I love Zion."
喺我嗰度睇紧个译本嗰度咧，就系话。
But I said, I also said, "Oh, because I love Hong Kong."
嗰度咧就讲话，因为系石岸，咁我就话咧，就系因为我爱香港。
And I knew the Lord was speaking.
咁我知道系神系讲。
Because my heart yearns for Hong Kong.
因为我个心系渴慕香港。
And listen, God's heart yearns for Hong Kong.
听到嘛？神嘅心系渴望香港。
To see Hong Kong saved，
系神咧，佢心系想见到香港呢个城市系得救。
Because my heart yearns for Hong Kong，
因为我嘅心系渴望香港。
I cannot remain silent，
我唔可以再唔出声啦。
I will not stop praying for her，
我唔会系停止为佢祷告。
Until she shines like the dawn and her salvation blazes like a burning torch，
直至到咧佢系。
Your salvation blazes like a burning torch.
直至到咧，佢嘅救恩咧系发出亮光，就好似一个火把一样咁样燃烧。
And then it says the nations will see your righteousness.
咁咧之后就讲话万国就会见到佢嘅公义。
And the Lord will give you a new name.
而神咧就会系俾一个新名呢一个城市。
And in verse 24 it says this.
咁咧系喺第四节咁讲。
Never again will you be called the God-forsaken city.
唔会咧，你唔会再咧系被称为神所撇弃嘅城市。
Never again will you be called the desolate land。
唔会咧系再被撇弃嘅。
Your new name will be the city of God's delight。
你嘅新名就系话神所喜悦嘅。
And the bride of God。
就系神自己嘅新妇。
For the Lord delights in you。
因为神喜悦你。
And then it says in verse 6,
之后在第六节这么说,
I have placed watchmen on your walls.
我是已经在你的城墙上面,
设立了一些守
望
的。 Yeah, they will pray to the Lord day and night.
他们会昼夜不住的祷告。
Take no rest.
不会休息。
Give the Lord no rest.
也都是叫神自己不要停下来。
And so, I believe the Lord was saying, I'm going to raise watchmen up.On the walls of prayer in Hong Kong.
所以我深信咧，神自己嘅心意就系当时就系讲，我就话佢会喺香港嘅圣墙上边设立守望嘅人。
And after that day of teaching,
咁我嗰日教导完之后呢
？In the next few months,
喺之后嗰几个月里面
，people committed themselves to give an hour of prayer each week or each day.
咁咧，有啲人咧就系签名，系摆上话每一日咧，同埋每一个礼拜咧就有一个钟头嘅时间。
And they started walls of prayer.
咁就系建立个城墙，就喺当中祷告。
A wall of prayer is 168 hours in a week.
咁咧就系喺每一个礼拜里边咧，有168小时喺城墙上面祷告。
When every hour is taken, it's like you've built a wall for your city.
咁每一个每一个钟头里边都有人祈祷嘅时候咧，就正如系好似你为一个城市起一座祷告嘅墙咁样。
And while Agatha was alive, she built at least 6 or 7 total walls of prayer.
咁咧，当时陈博士仍然在生嘅时候咧，佢就系建立咗6至7座系好完全嘅城墙。
And then she went to be with Jesus.
咁然后佢就去咗同耶稣。
And that same month, I came out to Hong Kong.
咁喺同一个月嘅时间咧，我就嚟到香港。
And in the hotel where we stay, it looks out over the harbor.
咁咧，我哋当时住嗰间下榻嗰间酒店咧，就系对住维港嘅。
So I went up on the roof.
咁我就上到去嗰个天棚嗰度。
Way up on the roof, way high.
咁咧就好高啊嗰个位置。
No one else was there but me.
咁咧嗰度冇其他人，剩得我一个人嘅啫。
And that's because there's a sign on a door that says no one's allowed on the roof.
因为就喺通常去天棚嗰度门嗰度咧，就有一个指示牌就话咧禁止进入。
So after I go past that door, I always repent.
咁咧，所以咧，每一次咧，我行过咗嗰度门上咗去嘅时候咧，我就喺度悔改。
Now I must tell you the truth that a long time before that, I asked for permission to go up there.
咁咧，其实话俾大家知嘅真相啦，就系咧，我上去之前咧，我系问准啊有许可系上去嘅。
And I looked out over the harbor.
咁然后咧，我就望到成个维港。
And all these bright signs of all these companies were lit, were alive with light.
咁咧就见到咧好灿烂嘅霓虹灯管啊，咁就有好多唔同公司嘅名。
There was Philips, the sign Philips and Sony.
有飞利浦啦。
And China Mobile.
中国移动啊。
All these signs.
唔同公司嘅呢啲光管。
And the Lord spoke to my heart.
咁即神就同我心讲说话。
Now you may think this is unusual.
咁你可能會覺得好不尋常。
But sometimes the Lord talks to me like this. Sometimes the Lord talks to me like this.
咁就有陣時咧，神係用咁樣嘅方式同我講説話。
He said, "Speak to those signs."
佢就話啦，你咧就對住嗰啲燈咧嚟宣告。
Pray to those signs, not to the signs.
宣告你嘅祈禱。
And release the wealth.Of Hong Kong to heal the nations.
咁咧就释放咧香港嘅财富咧去医治万国。
Now, right then, the Lord said, "You are a watchman."
咁咧神咧就同我讲就话，我哋就系守望者。
That's what you're doing. You're a watchman on the wall.
咁就系咁啦，大家就系呢个城墙上嘅守望者。
And then he spoke to me about our headquarters building in America.
咁咧，神亦都同我提啊，关于我哋咧总部喺美国总部嗰座大厦。
Because when we finished building it, we had a large space, much bigger than this auditorium, a large space.
咁因为咧，我哋起完嗰座建筑物之后咧，就有一个好大嘅空间，大过呢度。
That was unfinished.
咁咧就系嗰度未完工嘅。
And it was our building is on a hill.
咁咧，我哋嗰个建筑物咧就系依住个山边咁。
That large space was back into the ground.
咁咧，呢个好大嘅地方咧，就系喺好似喺后半截咁样入到个山嗰个位嗰度。
But when you come into the main entrance, you didn't know that it was back in there.
咁咧，但系当你入系由正门嗰度入嚟嘅时候咧，你唔会知道其实后边有一个咁大嘅空间。
And that space had been unfinished for over 5 years.
咁有5年嘅时间咧，个空地咧都系未。
And the Lord said, "I want you to build a watchman training center there."
咁神就同我讲就话咧，我想你咧喺嗰度咧就系起一个训练中心，系俾一啲祷告者、守望者。
I want you to build a wall of prayer.
亦都咧想你喺嗰度建一个祷告城墙。
Just like in ancient Jerusalem.
就好似咧喺古老嘅耶路撒冷嗰度。
Just like Isaiah 62.
就正如咧系以赛亚书62章咁样讲到。
Now he spoke when I was up on top of the roof of the hotel praying, that's when he said, "I want you to build this wall."
咁就系咧，我喺香港嗰个酒店嘅天棚嗰度咁样祈紧祷嘅时候，神就咁样同我讲就话，想你建一个咁样嘅祷告城墙。
And I took some paper.
所以咧，我就翻我酒店房嗰度，我就画一啲。
And I'm not a very good artist.
咁我亦都唔系一个艺术家。
In fact, I'm not an artist at all.
我係完全唔識畫嘢嘅。
But I drew what I thought I saw.
咁咧，但係咧，我就嘗試係畫低咧，用啲簡單嘅線條畫低咧。
And I thought about Agatha. I thought about Agatha.
咁我就諗起陳慕賢博士。
And that's why we call it Agatha's Wall.
所以咧，我哋咧就將呢個我哋嗰個禱告中心咧，嗰個城牆咧，就以佢嘅名嚟命名。
It's a beautiful wall. It has different prayer rooms in it.
咁咧就一個好靚嘅城牆，咁當中咧亦都有好多唔同嘅房。
And I have a video that I think they have up there. Do they have the video? I have a video of this.
咁咧我就有一個短片嘅準備咗。
That I want to show you.
咁咧想俾大家睇。
Before we take a break.
咁喺我哋休息之前，大家睇下。
And before I finish the other cluster.
亦都咧係喺我講解其他嘅組群之前。
So you can see what I'm talking about.
咁咧等大家可以睇下我講緊嘅係乜嘢。
Wall of prayer, made of Jerusalem stone. I need to mention that we refer to this unique wall of prayer as Agatha's Wall because the impact of Agatha Chan here in the Hong Kong area.On the ministry of Every Home for Christ and so many other ministries. And I actually got the vision to build this wall just shortly after the passing of Agatha. And I was in Hong Kong on the roof of one of the hotels praying out over the harbor. And I realized I was like a watchman on the wall. And I was thinking of Agatha. And I went into my room and I sketched out a little of what you've seen, are seeing behind me. And so,That's why we've named this wall in Agatha's memory. Let me share just a little more about this unique Watchman Training Center, as well as this unusual wall of prayer behind me. First of all, it's made literally of 50 ton of Jerusalem stone imported from Israel. And I was told that it actually came from the same area of the quarry in which the original stone came for the Western Wall, or known as the Wailing Wall.In fact, if you look closely at this wall behind me here in Colorado Springs, you'll notice that already intercessors that are coming are sticking little prayers into the cracks in this wall. And every 2 months, we will gather these prayers together and send them out to our office in Israel, and they are physically taken to the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall, and placed in that wall. And it's tremendously symbolic.First, of course, of our tie to Israel, but also of the power that our prayers have before the Lord, and they're literally before Him. That, and like the Bible says in the book of Revelation, they're golden bowls where those prayers are placed within those bowls. And so there's a symbolic significance to all of this. But what is especially unique about this wall of prayer is the fact that there are 13 prayer grottos,or prayer rooms within the walls. Now, these rooms of prayer, these grottos of prayer, are actually named 12 of them after the tribes of Israel. And then there's a unique 13th room called the Back to Jerusalem room. You may be aware that one of the great movements emerging in world evangelization today is the vision of the Chinese church to someday send at least 100,000 trained missionariesback along the old Silk Roads, all the way through the Middle East, all the way through South and Central Asia, and right back to Jerusalem. And so our goal in the Back to Jerusalem room is to have prayer 24/7, 168 hours a week, just for China. Now, one other thing I'd like to say about this wall that is symbolic, of course, is that we want to see walls of prayer mobilized in every time zone,in every major capital city, and even in China, in every single province, and ultimately every prefecture city. You know, there's over 330 or so main cities of China. And we really believe that it's God's desire to see continuous prayer for the harvest and God's purposes in all these different regions. And so, of course, there are 168 hours every week. And when we begin to see in every region, every area,every single hour taken by people who are praying each day for some of the same focuses, then we're going to begin to see the reality of Isaiah 11:9, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And so that's just a little bit about the training center where ongoing training, equipping intercessors, takes place. and then we place that training online so others all over the world can participate. But right now, I'd like to take you into one of our prayer grottos just to show you what I mean about having a quiet place to get alone, to just worship the Lord and pray. Come with me. So here we are at the Gad Grotto. As I mentioned, the different prayer rooms are named after the tribes of Israel, and there's a unique prophetic significance to each name of the tribes. I won't get into that now, but I'm sure you're aware of that. And when intercessors come into these rooms, I think something of the spirit of that name allows the Holy Spirit to lead them into very effective intercession. But I want to invite you in and just share with you a little bit about what we mean by having a grotto of prayer, a quiet place to get alone with the Lord, just to be lost in His presence in worship, and what we call intercessory worship, because our worship leads us into beginning to declare the glory of the Lord over the nations of the world. And so in each of these beautiful grottos is a touch screen monitor that allows the intercessor to touch the screen and maybe just spend an hour or two in worship, or touch that part of the menu that takes them to a different region of the world, or how to spend a half a day in prayer. We've developed a whole plan for that. Or how to spend a whole day in worship and intercession. And so we want these rooms to be very practical and be very functional to help people really touch the nations. And so we want to provide a place that's comfortable. We want this to be user-friendly, where they come and just experience the presence of God and want to keep coming back. One thing we want to do for you is to help equip you, wherever you are, to be a watchman on the wall. And that's why we have a couple of tools. One of these is our Watchman Edition, a call to the wall. The Watchman Edition of Every Home for Christ's regular world prayer map. It's a 31-day prayer guide that's one of the only tools I know of that actually has the countries listed in a calendar way for 31 days of each month, and for a number of nations each day, so that you go to the entire world every month in prayer, and every nation, the head of state is listed there. So when Paul said to Timothy, pray for all that are in authority, you can do that very literally. And then a book that a good friend of mine helped me author, Phil Bennett, who really got me thinking about walls of prayer, because he has established them all over the world. And so we have this little booklet that's available free as a gift called Watchmen of the Lord, for those that want to be a watchman on the wall or help even start a wall of prayer in their area. 168 hours seeking for every hour to be filled with an intercessor. So that's Every Home for Christ Watchman Wall. It's the headquarters, of course, of Every Home for Christ, working in now over 100 nations to take the gospel to just at 200,000 new families every single day. And in recent years, we have averaged over 25,000 decisions and responses of people wanting to know Jesus. Some, many indicating they have met Jesus through our literature that was taken right to where they live. Others that say, I want to know more about this man called Jesus. And so we believe prayer is the foundation to bring the glory and the power of God into all these evangelism encounters that take place home by home. So I just want to invite you to be a part of the walls of prayer being mobilized right here in Hong Kong. You probably know this is a favorite place for Dee and I to come. We come to Hong Kong more on a regular basis than any other region of the world because of the significance of what God is doing in Hong Kong to help impact the whole world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you'd like to be a part of a wall of prayer, I want to encourage you to contact our office here in Hong Kong and let them know, I want to pray on the wall, or maybe you want to establish or help build a whole wall of prayer. And let me also encourage you to pray about partnering with us to reach these nearly 200,000 homes every single day with the good news of Jesus. I'm sure you can imagine that it costs something to equip the workers, to send them out with the literature, and then to do the follow-up. Imagine if you were in a congregation following up 25,000 responses to the gospel every single day. So if you'd like to share in this vision, not only through your prayers, but financially, together we can partner to see the earth filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
We want to take a little bit of time now just to take up an offering for Brother Dick and for the ministry of Every Home for Christ.
咁咧，我哋想而家嘅时间咧，就系收一个奉献，系俾伊博士啦，同埋亦都系为到呢个咧作家归主协会嘅事工嘅。
You've already seen a little bit of the ministry that Every Home for Christ does.
咁咧，大家头先咧亦都睇到一啲资料，系关于我哋呢个事工系做紧嘅嘢。
And I want to give you a little bit of greater picture of the things that are happening.
咁想同大家再讲一讲咧，就系话咧，系等大家系得更加睇到咧而家发生紧嘅事。
Every Home for Christ has started 62 years ago.
咁呢个逐家归主呢个事工咧，就系62年前就已经系建立噶啦。
With a passion to reach every person in a community.
咁咧个心咧就系叫去接触每一个社区里边嘅逐家逐户。
And when they were standing on the platform in Japan, they discovered that many people got away on the train platform.
哦，咁咧佢就发现咧就系喺一个月台啊，喺日本嘅时候咧，企喺一个火车月台嘅时候咧，咁就有好多人离开紧。
And so they decided they have to systematically go house to house in communities to reach every home.
所以咧嗰个意象咧就系话好有系统嘅，咁咧就去到每一个社区逐家逐户嘅咁样去。
And so they devised a plan year by year that they would go section by section in every community.
咁所以咧佢哋每一年咧都有一个好详尽嘅计划啊，就系话咧喺每一个社区里边咧点样可以去到逐家逐户咧。
And so this is the plan that they have been able to fulfill over these years.
咁咧就系过往嘅咁多年咧，系神咧系帮助系成就呢啲咁嘅计划。
And naturally, they've run into difficulties and had very great challenges in places like China, Russia, and other closed countries.
咁大家咧都可能想象到啦，系喺个过程当中咧系有好多嘅困难，尤其是喺一啲比较封闭嘅国家啦，就好似中国咁样。
But through prayers, they've seen wonderful breakthroughs.
咁但系咧，都系透过祷告见到好多嘅突破。
And so we want to encourage you to take part in contributing to both Every Home for Christ as well as the prayer wall that you've seen, Brother Dick, and the ministry he has in that part.
咁所以咧系好想咁邀请同埋鼓励大家嚟参与咧，系喺呢个喺我呢个事工上边系有份，系唔单止咧是奉献方面，亦都咧喺个成场祷告嗰度系参与。
So let's take a few moments just to pray.
所以我哋咧而家以下嘅时间咧就要祈祷。
Heavenly Father, our hearts are turned to you today.
天父，我哋今日我哋心咧转向你。
We're so appreciative, Lord, that you brought Jesus to us.
我哋好感激你系将耶稣系带到嚟我哋嗰度。
And through him, Lord, so many things that you're bringing alive in our lives.
亦都系透过耶稣咧，你喺我哋嘅生命里边叫到好多嘢咧，都系活过嚟。
And Lord, through this ministry, Lord, that you've brought through Every Home for Christ.
亦都系神啊，你自己咧系透过呢个逐家归主呢个事工。
We see, Lord, many coming to know you.
见到系好多人系归信你。
And many who have turned from sin to eternal life.
系好多人咧就转离罪恶，系转向永生。
And Lord, I just sense, Lord, that there's like a new generation of people here that today.
神啊，我系感受到咧，今日我哋嘅当中系好似一个新兴起嘅一个年代咁样。
I pray, Lord, for an impartation to them.
所以神啊，系我系求啊，系有啲嘢系今日系俾佢哋嘅。
Pray, Lord Jesus, for a new life to come out of Hong Kong.
系求神咧，系叫喺香港里边系有一个新嘅生命。
Lord, in the heart that Brother Dick has, Lord, may it just be filling, Lord, every church in Hong Kong.
是叫呢阿伊弟兄嘅个心系从你里边领受嘅咧，系叫到香港嘅教会咧都系一同有份。
And Lord, just bless that which we give today as a portion to your kingdom.
神啊，系叫你祝福我哋今日奉献嘅系成为你嘅国度嘅一部分。
For we pray in Jesus' name.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅得胜名求。
Amen.
阿门。
Amen. I also want
and the wonderful time that we have together just to enjoy you.
是一个美好的时间，我们就享受你。
And Lord, we thank you for what you're doing all over the world.
神，我们都是多谢你，是你在世界不同地方的工作。
Sometimes, Lord, we're not aware of the great harvest that's going on.
因此我们是不为意出边的和场。
Multitudes are coming to know you every day.
每一日都有成千上万的人是来到认识你。
And these will be eternal worshippers.
这些会是永恒的敬拜者。
And so, Lord, show us how our prayers impact the harvest every day.
所以神啊，求你系叫我哋睇到我哋每日嘅敬拜嘅祷告系点样影响呢一个和场。
Bless us, Lord, as we plant just a few more seeds before we finish.
神啊，求你真系祝福我哋，当我哋咧系继续系栽种更多嘅种子。
And may these seeds grow to produce fruit that honors you.
是愿这些种子是成长是结果子是尊崇你。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名求。
And everybody said,
大家都说
Amen. Okay, you may be seated.
请坐。
And I'm going to share just a very brief time now.
现在就很快跟大家分享一些东西。
So we can finish the teaching.
等我们可以完成这个教导。
At least this first part.
就是这个第一部分。
And so I want to give you this other cluster.
那就想跟大家讲第二个组群。
And we've already done that. This is cluster two.
第二个组群。
And this is the commitment cluster.
就是讲关于委身的。
Now devotion and commitment are directly related to each other.
那敬虔和委身是相辅相成的。
If we are devoted to someone, we will be able to be committed to someone.
如果我们是对一个人是敬虔的话，我们就是可以是对那一个人是完全的委身。
Let me give you a quick definition.
跟大家很快讲一讲个定义。
And that is, commitment is the act of committing to a charge or a pledge.
咁咧，委身就系一个命令或者一个重任。
It's an agreement or trust to do something in the future.
就是一个承诺或者保证咧，要完成一件事情。
It's something pledged.
就是已经承诺嘅嘢啦。
It's the state of being of obligated or emotionally driven to carry out a task.
就是感到有责任或者系被情感驱使要进行一项嘅任务。
Now in Scripture we see those who were very committed.
咁咧，我哋咧就喺圣经里边睇到有啲人咧系非常之委身嘅。
I think of Daniel chapter 3:28.
咁咧，我就谂起《大以理书》第三章第廿八节。
Then Nebuchadnezzar said praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
咁咧，尼布甲尼撒就话啦：沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥嘅神系应当称颂嘅。
He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him.
佢差遣使者救护倚靠佢嘅仆人。
They defied the king's command and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own god.
佢哋咧就唔遵守呢个王命，舍去自己嘅生命喺佢哋神以外，唔肯侍奉
敬拜。Now
remember,
They had been thrown into the fiery furnace.
咁咧，头先提过呢几个人物咧，佢哋就被嘢咧系掟咗入去呢个火炉里边。
And if you can imagine, just moments before they went into the fire, they just knew they were going to die.
咁咧，大家可以试想下啦，佢哋入到呢个火炉之前嗰几分钟咧，佢哋已经知道佢哋会死嘅。
In the natural, they knew they were going to die.
好自然嘅，佢哋知道佢哋实死啦。
If you had that happen to you, you couldn't imagine how you could survive.
咁咧，如果系咁，你都有自己咁有咁嘅经历咧，你都会谂唔到你有咩办法系可以存活过嚟。
So they just willingly went into a situation that should have caused their death.
咁咧，但系佢哋咧就好心甘情愿嘅，系进入到一个咁嘅环境咧，系叫到佢哋咧系丧命。
In Proverbs chapter 2, verse 8, it says this.
在箴言二章八节咁样讲。
God keeps his eye on all who live honestly and pays special attention to his loyally committed ones.
为要保守公平人嘅路，护备敬虔敬人嘅道。
God is honored by those who are loyally committed.
神呢系为住嗰啲咧虔敬嘅人呢系得到尊崇。
In Isaiah 51, verses 1 and 2, we read these words.
以赛亚书51章1至2节这样讲。
Listen to me, all you who are serious about right living and committed to seeking God.
你们这追求公义、寻求耶和华的，当听我言。
Ponder the rock from which you were cut, the quarry from which you were dug.
你们要追想被凿而出的磐石，被掘而出的岩穴。
In other words,ponder or think about where you came from.
意思就是说你要思考一下你由哪里来的。
Yes, ponder Abraham, your father, and Sarah, who bore you.
要追想你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕和生养你们的撒拉。
One solitary man, when I called him, but once I blessed him, he multiplied.
因为亚伯拉罕独自一人的时候，我选召他，赐福与他，使他人数增多。
And then look at Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12.
我们再看希伯来书第六章十二节。
Don't drag your feet.
并且不懈怠。
Don't just move slow.
即话咧，唔好慢吞吞咁样。
Be like those who stay the course with committed faith, and then get everything promised to them.
总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许嘅人。
Many Christians, I don't think, get everything that's promised to them.
咁咧，我相信咧，好多基督徒咧，唔觉得嗰个系一个对佢哋嘅应许。
It's because they are not committed to finish.
因为咧，佢哋冇委身去完成嗰件事。
And so we see, as we look at this.This cluster, there are three aspects.
咁所以咧，当我哋睇呢个组群嘅时候咧，就有三个层面。
First is very simple.
第一个咧好简单啦。
It is pray faithfully.
就系咧忠心嘅祷告。
Now, that would seem to be obvious. If we're going to have a good prayer life, we need to pray faithfully.
咁咧，似乎咧就系好显浅啦。因为咧，如果我哋要有一个好嘅祷告嘅生命咧，我哋就要忠心咁样祷告。
And so here's this definition.
咁个定义就系咁样。
It's to be steadfast in affection or allegiance.
就系坚定嘅爱或者忠贞。
Faithfulness is the quality of demonstrating loyalty toward a task or even a person.
对于一个人或者一项任务咧，系显示出其忠诚嘅质素。
It is to be consistent in the performance of an assignment.
喺被委派嘅工作上有着一致嘅表现。
I so thank God for people we've met in Hong Kong who are faithful.
我咧真系好感谢神咧，我哋喺香港遇到嘅人咧，就系真系好忠心嘅。
Those who knew Agatha Chan very well knew that I'm describing her qualities.
咁咧，如果有啲人咧系认识陈茂贤博士嘅咧，就知道我头先讲嘅咧就系陈茂贤博士自己本身嘅质素。
Romans chapter 12, verse 12 says this.
罗马书十二章十二节咁讲。
Be joyful in hope.
喺指望中要喜乐
，patient in affliction，
喺患难中要忍耐
，and faithful in prayer，
祷告要恒切。
My desire of coming here today would be that this is what would happen in your life。
我个心系好想嘅咧，就系今日嚟到同大家嘅当中咧，就系话头先所讲嘅咧，就喺大家嘅生命里边系成就。
That something would take place in your heart where you would make a determination. I want to be faithful every day in prayer.
咁咧就系话咧喺你嘅心里边，你系咧只作一个决定，就系话咧，我由今日开始咧，以后每天都要忠心。
Psalm 97 verse 10 says this.
诗篇第九十七章第十节咁样讲。
Let those who love the Lord hate evil.
你们爱耶和华的都要恨恶罪恶。
For he guards the lives of the faithful ones.
他保护圣民的性命
and he delivers them from the hand of the wicked.
搭救他们脱离恶人的手
But notice who he guards. He guards the lives of faithful ones.
咁咧就留意啊，神呢度讲话佢系看守嘅系乜嘢咧？系保护圣民嘅性命。
In 1 Corinthians 4:1 and 2, it says this.
哥林多前书第四章第一至二节咁讲。
Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
人应当以我们为基督的执事。
And moreover,
为神奥秘的事的管家。
And moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Psalm 5:3.
诗篇五章三节。
Notice how the psalmist was faithful every day.
是啊，留意到咧，诗人系每日都系点样嘅忠心。
He says, "Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord."
佢话耶和华啊，早晨你必听我嘅声音。
Each morning, I bring my request to you, and I wait expectantly.
呢度讲话每一个早晨，我必向你陈明我嘅心意，并要警醒。
Each morning.
每一天嘅早晨。
We see this also, this quality in Luke chapter 18, verse 1.
我们在路加福音第十八章第一节也都看到这个质素。
Jesus told them a story showing that it was necessary for them to pray consistently and never quit.
耶稣就设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可以灰心。
So the application to this is very simple.
所以这个应用是很简单的。
Pray with regularity.
祷告就要有规律。
And we could sum that up by saying, be dependable in prayer.
亦都系可以总结咁样讲咧，就系话咧喺祷告里边咧系要可靠嘅。
Now this may seem so very, very basic.
咁咧讲嘅嘢好似好啊，好基本咁样嘅。
But what will we do about this tomorrow?
咁但系咧，我哋听日又会点咧？
And if we're going to be faithful, we need to develop habits.
如果我哋要喺祷告里边咧系要忠心嘅话咧，我哋系需要咧建立一啲习惯嘅。
And I'll share a little more about that in the next few moments.
咁咧，应间嘅时候会再讲。
The second part of this cluster or aspect of prayer of this cluster is to pray thoroughly.
咁咧喺头先讲嘅呢个组群嘅另一个层面咧，就系话要好透彻嘅咁样嚟祷告。
And to pray thoroughly, well, thoroughly by definition is a state, as you see here, a state of totality or completeness.
透彻嘅意思咧，就系话整体或者系完整性。
It's something carried through to completion.
系完成某样嘅事情。
It's marked by full detail.
就系所有嘅细节嘅意思。
It's to be complete in all respects, not leaving anything undone.
咁咧就喺各方面咧都系圆满嘅，冇留下任何未完成嘅事。
Now, how can we possibly pray that way?
咁我哋究竟系点样先至可以以咁样嘅形式嚟祈祷咧？
Some people, they only pray for certain things that maybe relate only to themselves.
咁有啲人咧可能净系祈祷咧系关于一啲事咧系对于佢哋个人系有关系嘅啦。
Some people pray and they ask God for things, but they never take time to read His Word or never take time to meditate on His Word.
咁有啲人咧，亦都可能咧对神祈祷，但系咧就永远唔会抽时间咧，就系睇神自己嘅话语或者系思考神自己嘅话语。
Look at Ephesians 6:18.
以弗所书六章第十八节。
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers.
靠住圣灵随时多方祷告祈求。
And another way to say this is there are different kinds of prayers. There are different ways to pray.
嘅意思即系话咧，有唔同种类嘅祷告，亦都有唔同方式嘅祈祷。
I have written a book about this called The Hour That Changes the World.
咁咧，我就有一本书咧，就系讲关于系嗰个时间改变世界嘅时间。
And we look at 12 different ways to pray.
咁咧喺本书嗰度咧，又讲到咧十二个唔同嘅方式去祈祷嘅。
And when you get our world prayer map,
咁如果你咧睇到我哋咧世界呢个祷告嘅地图啦，你打开
，you see here that circle to help you remember those 12 ways to pray.
咁咧呢度有一个圆形嘅咧，就系咧提醒大家咧系嗰十二个方式系点样去祈祷嘅。
And it's expanded more, of course, in the book.
咁咧就当然咧喺嗰本书里边咧就更加详尽咁样解释。
But if a person spent just 5 minutes on each of those 12 steps, that's an hour.
咁但系如果每一个人咧就系可以咧喺头先提过嗰十二个步骤里边咧都花上五分钟嘅时间咧夹埋就已经系一个小时啦。
God wants us to have a complete prayer time.
咁神咧系想我哋有完全嘅。
I like
the
spirit of Joshua in Joshua chapter 11 verse 15.
咁咧，我好喜欢咧，以赛啊呢个约书亚记十一章讲到咧，约书亚嗰个灵。
It says, as the Lord commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Joshua, and Joshua did it.
呢度就话耶和华怎样吩咐佢仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐约书亚，约书亚亦都系照样咁样行。
And this is what I like, these words, he left nothing undone.
咁咧，我就最喜欢呢度嘅字眼，就系话凡耶和华所吩咐摩西嘅，约书亚没有一件事系懈怠不行的。
That's a wonderful picture of obedience.
咁咧系一个非常之美好嘅图画，系讲关于你服从。
I think of when Solomon built the temple.
当所罗门咧系起呢个圣殿嘅时候
，There's just this interesting phrase.
咁咧就有呢啲好有趣嘅字句。
It said all that Solomon set out to do, from the groundbreaking of the temple of God to its finish, it was now complete. He completed the job.
就系咁讲啊，所罗门建造耶和华嘅殿，从立根基直到成功嘅日子，攻了区备，这样耶和华的殿全然完毕。
Look at Proverbs 15 verse 9.
再睇箴言十五章第九节。
It says a life frittered away disgusts God. In other words, a wasted life. God, it.There's something that disgusts God when He sees a life that's wasted.
呢度讲话恶人嘅道路啊，为耶和华所憎恶嘅意思，即系话咧，好腐败嘅生活咧，系耶和华唔喜悦嘅。
He loves those who run straight for the finish line.
追求公义的为神所喜爱。
That's what God really looks for, is those who finish.
神亦都系咁样嘅寻求嘅，就系追求嗰啲公义嘅。
And the application of this is to pray with completeness.
咁呢一度咧，呢一个层面讲嘅学习嘅应用咧，就系话祷告要具完整性。
Even to be detailed in prayer, that's a summary.
就系咧，话系喺祷告里边咧，要系好详尽嘅。
And you know, when I think of this, I encourage people to have prayer lists.
咁咧，我当我谂起呢一个方面嘅时候咧，我就成日都鼓励啲人咧，系有咧呢啲祷告嘅清单。
And even I have a little prayer packet, an envelope, a plastic envelope, and I put all the things I pray for in it.
咁咧，我自己都有一个咧胶嘅信封啦。咁我就将咧我成日祈祷嘅事项咧都写咗，就摆喺嗰度。
I have a map of China in that because I pray for China every day.
咁喺呢个信封里边咧，亦都有呢个中国嘅地图，因为我每日咧都为中国祷告。
I have pictures of our family. I believe it's good to hold.Before the Lord, even pictures of our family.
咁咧，亦都系我家人嘅相啦。因为咧，我每日都会为佢哋祈祷，而我都觉得咧系非常之好喺祷告当中咧，系将佢哋嘅相咧系展示喺神嘅面前。
And so, don't try not to just pray, "Oh God, bless the whole world," or "Oh God, bless the whole church."
咁咧，所以咧，尝试咧就唔好话哇好呢啲概括性咁嘅祈祷，就话咧神啊，求咧祝福咧成个世界，祝福咧所有嘅教会。
But be specific.
但系咧系详尽好仔细嘅。
And even that map, the reason we developed that map was to help people.
咁所以就系话，点解我哋咧系就系制造嗰个头先话祷告嗰个地图啊，就系帮助人系仔细详细咁样祷告。
It is a calendar guide.
其实咧就系一个月历嚟嘅。
So many countries for each day.
咁咧就例如咧，每一日咧就系包含有唔同嘅国家。
In 5 or 10 minutes, you can pray for those countries.
咁咧喺5至10分钟嘅里边咧，你就可以为嗰啲国家咧嚟祈祷。
And then you will not pray for those same countries until next month on the same day.
咁咧，你同一个月里边咧，亦都唔会为同样嘅国家嚟祈祷，直至可能系到下一个月嘅时间。
But when the month is finished, you will go to the whole world. You will travel to the whole world in prayer.
咁咧到月尾嘅时候咧，你已经系概括晒所有嘅国家啦，系游运全世界喺祷告里边。
And you don't even need a visa, you don't need a passport.
大家咧亦都系唔需要有呢啲通行证啊，或者呢啲 passport 咁样。
You can travel to the whole world.
就已经去到唔同嘅国家。
And that's why we print this for you.
所以咧就系为咗大家嚟印制呢啲祷告嘅地图。
And the last thing of this cluster.Is to pray persistently.
咁咧喺呢个组群咧，最尾呢一个层面咧，就系话咧坚持嘅咁样嚟祷告。
Obviously, this is related to the commitment cluster.
咁咧好明显咧，就系同头先提过啦，嗰个委身嗰个组群咧系相关嘅。
Because I am not going to stop praying until I see an answer or I hear from God.
因为呢我是会不住的祷告直至呢是神答允呢或者是我睇到神是做了一啲嘢。
Now, persistence is the act of continuing steadily or firmly in a course of action in spite of the opposition.
坚持的意思呢就是说虽然遭到反对但是仍然在整个过程当中继续坚持地或者不被动摇地作出行动。
In English, the word persist or persistence comes from the Latin word meaning to stand firm permanently.
咁咧，呢堅持咧，呢個英文嘅時候咧，英文個字咧，個字根咧就係嚟自呢個拉丁文嘅意思，就係永遠地站立。
When we started to begin our building called the Jericho Center, we had no money at all.
当我们开始建立我们那个耶利哥中心的时候我们当时没有钱。
And even some of our friends said, you're taking too big of a risk.
我们有些朋友就说、哦、你好像想头实在太大了。
What if you lose everything?
如果你没了所有东西那怎么办呢
But you know what? If we did not step out, we would have missed everything.
但是知道吗如果我们当时没有踏出去的时候我们就真的会错过所有的东
西。Because God provided one step at a time.
因为神的供应是一步一步这样的。
And even when we built the wall,
就算是当时我们是建那个祷告城墙的时候，头先在电影里面看到了。那个就是成为一个守望者的训练中心。
Each month, God provided exactly what was needed.
每一个月呢，神就供应我们所需的。
He didn't provide it all at the start, just each month.
神呢就没一开始就给了所有我们需要的但是就每个月都是这样供应
And now it's all finished
现在就全部完
工了 we're starting the ministry of building walls of prayer all over the world
现在呢在世界不同的地方我们事工是开始是建立祷告神场
can I tell you something very exciting
可不可以跟大家讲一些很兴奋的事
we don't have any money
我们一点钱都没有没钱
We don't have the money for next month.
我们呢下个月的洗费呢我们是没有钱了。
Oh, God has us exactly where He wants us.
但是神呢就是叫我们在我们他的心意想我们在的地方。
We have to trust Him.
我们是需要信靠他。
And that's where God wants us.
神就想我们这样。
Peter was at the gate beautiful with John. You know, Peter and John were at the gate beautiful.In Acts chapter 3.
那就在这个《使徒行传》第三章那里就说彼得就在
And there was a man begging.
那在那个城墙那里那就有一个人在那里乞钱
He was laying there begging.
那就睡在那里就乞钱
That was his job. That's how he got his income.
那个就是他的工作因为他来透过这个行乞就是赚到他的收入
He did not know that by the end of that day he would be out of a job.
他不知道了在那天傍晚的时候他就没有了这份工作了
Please give me money
麻烦给我钱我了
Peter said We don't have any money
那彼得跟他说我们没有钱了
Silver or gold have I none
银子和金子我都没有
But such as I have I give to you
但是我有的呢我就给你
And the man probably just laid there and said What?
那个人可能就会就咁瞓喺嗰度望住佢话吓你讲紧乜嘢
？He didn't do anything. He just lay there.
佢就冇做任何嘢，就咁瞓喺嗰度。
And what did Peter do?
咁彼得又点做呢
？Peter said, "In the name of Jesus."
佢话奉耶稣个名。
Rise up and walk.
起身行啦。
And the man probably said, "How?"
咁个人可能就话点样行啊
？Because what did Peter do?
咁之后彼得又点做呢
？Peter said, "Here."I'll help you.
咁啊，彼得就话嚟啦，我
帮你。And he lifted him up like that.
咁就即刻撑起佢。
I always wondered what Peter thought when he got the man up here.
咁啊，我成日都谂啊，彼得谂紧乜嘢咧？当佢撑起嗰个人嘅时候。
And his legs were just dangling.
咁可能嗰个人咧，嗰对脚咧就揈下揈下吊住。
And Peter had to let him go.
咁啊，彼得咧就放手。
Can you imagine what he thought?
咁你可唔可以试想下佢当时谂紧乜嘢？
He might have said, "Oh God, please, 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 please."
咁可能佢心里边神啊，唔该你啦，唔该你啦。
I'm going to let him go now. I'm going to let him go now.
我而家放手噶啦。
Do you think maybe Peter held that man right there, and then remembered some of his other experiences in faith?
咁你会唔会谂下，可能咧当时啦，彼得咧称起嗰个人嘅时候咧，就谂起佢之前咧喺灵里边咧，系喺信仰上边咧有咩经历咧
？Like the night he walked on the water，
就好似嗰晚咧，佢喺水上边行走。
And he's remembering that。
咁佢就谂起嗰件事。
And he remembers jumping out of the boat。
咁佢就谂起话自己点样喺个船嗰度跳出嚟。
Oh, that's Jesus。
咁你好远见到耶稣。
I see Jesus。
我见到耶稣。
Wait a minute.
行行下就话，哎呀，醒起。
I can't walk on water.
我唔可以喺水上边行噶。
He sank.
咁佢就开始沉啦。
But Jesus took his hand.
但系耶稣咧就捉住佢嘅手。
And Jesus lifted him up.
咁就拉佢起嚟。
Now he does the same thing.
咁佢而家咧做同样嘅嘢。
And he lets the man go.
咁佢扶起咗个人之后咧就放手。
Now do you know what happened that day?
咁你知唔知嗰日究竟发生咩事咧
？Oh yes.He went walking and leaping and praising God.
冇错啦，嗰个人咧就开始行同埋跳，然后咧系赞美主。
But something else happened.
除此之外，有其他嘢发生。
About 5,000 people or so gave their hearts to Jesus.
咁咧，大约有5,000人左右咧，就将佢哋嘅心交俾耶稣。
I can't remember whether that was the 4,000 or 5,000, but it was thousands that gave their heart to Jesus.
唔记得咗究竟系4,000人定5,000人啦，但系咧就有成千上千嘅人系将佢哋心交俾耶稣。
And when we are persistent in prayer，
当我哋喺祷告里边坚持嘅时候
，we don't give up，
我哋唔放弃
，we stand firm，
我哋系企得好稳嘅。
And in Luke 15:5-9 it says this。
咁喺路加福音十一章五至九节咁样讲。
And he said to them, Which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves?
咁耶稣又话啦，你哋中间边个有一个朋友咧，半夜去到佢嗰度就话，朋友，请借俾我3个饼啦。
I need the 3 loaves because a friend of mine has come to me on his journey and I have nothing to set before him.
因为咧，我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。
And he will answer him from within and say, Do not trouble me. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you.
那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关了了。孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。
And I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情迟迫切嘅直求，就必起来照他所需嘅给他。
So I say to you, ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you.
我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你开门。
And in the Greek language of the New Testament means keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking.
在新约那个希列文里面讲的意思就是说，不住地回来是问，持续地问。
And remember in Daniel chapter 10, verses 12 and 13,
在但以理书十章十二十三节
I won't read all these words,
咁咧我唔会详细再读晒成个章节啦
But I will tell you this,
但系我想同大家讲
Daniel had prayed for 21 days,
咁咧但以理咧系祈祷祈咗21日
He didn't stop,
佢冇停过
And then the angel came with the answer.
咁咧就系喺答允佢嘅时候咧，就系一个天使就嚟到。
And the angel said, I was on my way the very first day.
咁咧就话啦，我第一日嘅时候咧，我就已经起程啦。
But I was hindered by the enemy in the heavenlies for 20 days.
咁咧我系嚟紧你度嘅时候咧，但系喺途中咧，我就系被呢个敌人咧系阻拦，叫我迟咗，系延迟咗20日。
Now this may be hard to understand, but there's forces of darkness working in the invisible realm.
咁可能咧比较难明白，但系咧系喺我哋肉眼睇唔到嗰个空间里边咧，就系有黑暗嘅势力喺度运作。
And that's why we should never give up.
就系因为咁，我哋唔应该放弃。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. I will read this verse.
咁希伯来书十二章第一节我会读俾大家听。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with patience the race marked out for us.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就当放下各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪全心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程
This means don't give up
的意思就是说不要放弃
Never, never, never give up
永远都不要放弃
And especially when it comes to praying for those who areSo bound in darkness in their sin.
特別咧，係為住一啲人咧，可能係喺黑暗裏邊或者喺罪裏邊咧捆綁住嘅人嚟。當我哋為嗰啲人祈禱嘅時候
，In one of the first churches that my wife and I served, we were the youth pastor.
咁咧係我同我太太咧最初早期咧侍奉嘅其中一個教會嘅嗰段時間，我哋當時咧係年青人嘅牧師。
And the church had services both on Sunday morning and on Sunday night.
咁咧，当时嗰个教会咧，逢星期日嘅早上同埋夜晚咧都有崇拜。
And 1 hour before every service, there were always a small group of intercessors who would come and pray for the service.
咁咧，每一次崇拜啊开始嘅时候，前嘅一个小时咧，就永远都会咧有一小组嘅代祷者就会走埋一齐，就会为到嗰个崇拜嚟嗰个流程嚟祈祷。
And there was always one lady there.
咁咧，当中咧，永远都有一位女士。
Her husband was never with her。
咁咧，佢个先生咧就冇同佢一齐嘅。
Her husband never came to church。
咁事实上咧，佢个先生咧就永远都唔嚟教会。
Her husband was an alcoholic。
咁就系一个酒徒嚟嘅。
And she always at some time in the prayer time would pray for her husband。
咁咧，呢位女士咧，每一次都喺个祷告嘅时间里边咧，都会系纪念佢先生。
One day she told me that she。Had been praying at that time for him more than 20 years.
咁咧喺嗰段时间咧，有一次咧，佢同我讲啊，佢就话咧，我已经为我先生祷告咗20年啦。
Every single day.
每一日都祷告。
And then we left that church.
咁然后咧，我哋之后咧就离开咗。
Went into another ministry.
咁我哋就离开咗嗰间教会，就进入到其他嘅事工里边。
But we came back and visited one day.
咁但系有一日咧，我哋翻去嗰个教会。
Some years later.
咁啊，有几年之后咧，我哋又翻嗰间教会探访啊。
She was in the church.
咁又見到喺個呢個女士喺個教會裏邊。
But she was with another. She was with a man.
咁咧，但係佢咧就同一個男士一齊。
All dressed up in a suit.
咁啊，著得好整齊啦。
And then we learned that was her husband.
咁我哋之後咧就發現，哦，原來嗰位就係佢先生啦。
And she told us the story.
咁然後佢就將佢嘅故事話俾我哋聽。
She said one Sunday night.
佢話咧有一個星期日晚咧。
Before she was ready to leave for the prayer meeting.
咁咧，當佢係
before the service
啊，喺崇拜進行之前咧，佢係嚟祈禱之前。
She said, "Out of the bedroom came her husband." He came out of the bedroom.
咁然後咧，佢先生咧就喺個睡房嗰度行出嚟。
And he was all dressed in a suit.
咁咧著得好齊整啊，著曬西裝咁樣。
She said, "What are you doing?"
佢就話啦：，哦，你做乜嘢
？He said, "I'm going to church."
佢話：，哎，我而家就要去教會啦。
Tonight.
今晚就去。
She couldn't believe it.
佢咧真係唔敢相信。
And she knew what was going to happen that night.She knew what was going to happen.
佢知道咧嗰日会发生乜嘢事。
Because at the end of that service, there was an invitation for anyone that wanted to know Jesus to come and stand.
因为咧喺嗰个崇拜嘅结束嘅时候咧，就有一个邀请系话边个想相信耶稣嘅咧，就请你到前台前面。
Her husband was the only one. He stood and he came.
咁咧嗰日咧，佢嘅先生就系唯一一个。
And he gave his heart to Jesus.
信耶稣。
And she said, "Now he's a deacon, an elder in the church."
咁咧，嗰晚佢嘅先生就将个心就交俾耶稣。咁而家咧，佢嘅先生已经系教会里边嘅执事啦。
More than 25 years, and she didn't give up.
系超过25年嘅时间，佢都冇放弃过。
Don't ever give up.
所以大家都唔好放弃。
You may think, oh, it sounds the same like I prayed yesterday.
咁你可能会话啦，哦，我今日祈祷好似同琴日祈祷都一样，冇分别。
That is okay because it's okay to ask God for the same thing.
但系其实系冇问题嘅，因为咧，如果你同反复嘅求问神同样嘅事咧，系冇问题嘅。
If you believe it's His will, you can ask Him.
如果系喺佢嘅旨意里边，你就可以问佢。
Jesus said, "Don't use vain repetition as the heathen do."
Sorry.
He said, "Don't use vain repetition." As the heathen do.
咁咧，神啊，耶稣就话咧，唔好就系纯粹喺个口嗰度嚟反复咁样嚟讲。
And that does not mean you can't repeat a prayer as a Christian。
咁但系唔代表话我哋信耶稣嘅系可以重复我哋嘅祷告。
In fact, Jesus repeated a prayer。
其实耶稣自己都有反复嘅为同样嘅事祷告。
In Matthew 26, it says he went and prayed again using the same words。
咁喺马太福音廿六章嗰度咧，就话耶稣咧系再次祈祷用同样嘅字。
He was talking aboutPeople that were repeating mantras and different things that are not in the name of Jesus at all.
咁咧，耶稣就系讲一啲人咧系反复嘅、重复嘅一啲说话，但系嗰啲嘢咧就唔系喺耶稣个名里边求嘅。
I appreciate people who pray for me and who pray for Dee faithfully.
咁咧，我好感激嗰啲咧系好衷心嘅为我同埋我太太祈祷嘅人。
There was a very famous missionary many years ago to China.
咁咧好多年前咧，就系喺中国大陆嗰度咧，有一个好出名嘅宣教士。
His name was Jonathan Goforth.
咁就叫 Jonathan Goforth.
That's an interesting name, Goforth in English.
咁咧就系好一个好有趣嘅名啊，因为咧佢嗰个姓氏咧系英文嘅意思，即系话要出去。
But he was very, very famous.
咁呢个人咧就非常之出名。
And he had a daughter named Mary.
咁佢有一个女叫做玛利啊。
And I was teaching a seminar one day.
咁咧，佢有一日咧就喺个神学院嗰度教导。
Even where I was.
咁咧，我都唔记得我嗰阵时喺边度啦。
And up came this lady who was about 90 years old. 90 years old. This lady.
咁咧就行上嚟咧，有一个女士行上嚟咧，就系佢就已经九十岁啦。
Was at the end of the teaching.
咁咧已经系教导完咗嘅时间啦。
And she said, "Hi, Brother Dick. I want to introduce myself." And she shook my hand.
佢話你好嘛，我就想介紹我自己。咁然後佢就同我握手。
She said, "My name is Mary Goforth."
咁佢就話我個名字叫做 Mary Goforth.
I said, "You are Mary Goforth, Jonathan Goforth's daughter?"
佢話嚇你就係，我就話啦嚇你就係啊 Jonathan Goforth 嘅女。
She said yes, and I said to her, "Oh, I love your book." She had a book titled "How I Know God Answers Prayer."
咁咧，呢个女士咧就又作咗一本书，就话我点样知道神系答允祷告嘅呢？咁然后我就同个女士讲，就话我好中意你呢本书。
And then this is what she said to me.
咁然后佢就咁样回应。
Well, I just want to tell you this.
我就净系想话俾你知。
I first heard you speak 25 years ago.
我第一次咧听你讲啊分享嘅时候咧，就系25年前。
And I think I should tell you.
咁咧，我就係覺得我應該話俾你知嘅。
I have never missed one day praying for you。
咁咧，喺之後咧，我係冇試過有一日咧係錯過咗為你祈禱嘅。
And I thought, no wonder God is so good。
咁我就話啊，真係神真係好啊。
It's persistence; they keep praying。
咁咧就係好持久嘅，好恆切嘅咁樣禱告。
She was probably praying that every day I'm going to pray for him until he can preach a good sermon。
咁咧，可能咧，佢當時為我祈禱咧，就係日日不住咁禱告，就話咧，啊，我會一直為佢祈禱，直至咧佢係識得好好嘅講一篇好嘅教導。
But I do know that she was praying for me and praying for Dee。
咁咧，我但係我知道咧，佢係一直為我同埋我太太祈禱。
I want you to stand together。
咁而家想邀請大家起身。
And I want you to turn for just a couple of minutes to the people next to you。
咁可能咧有幾分鐘嘅時間咧，就喺你對你身邊嘅人。
And at least。One of you, if you turn to each other, at least one of you has been praying for something for a long time.
咁咧，可能咧，你身边有一个人咧，系为一某一啲嘅事咧，已经系祈祷咗好耐嘅时间。
I want you to tell that person what you've been praying for.
咁你，我想你话俾你隔篱嘅人知，你为祈祷咗好耐嘅嗰件事究竟系乜嘢
？And then I want the other person, you pray for that person.
咁咧，而聽你分享嗰個人咧，就為你祈禱。
Agree with them。
你咧就係認同喺個禱告裏邊認同。
You can take, we'll take a moment for the other person to pray as well。
咁咧，亦都係反覆嘅，之後就為咗你身邊個人咧，係就交換位置咁樣。
Because of the time, it's best if there's only two of you, but if there's three, that's okay。
咁咧，時間上咧就最好就係兩個兩個咁樣一組，但係如果三個嘅都冇問題。
When you pray for that person。Pray that they will not give up in their prayer.
当你咧为你身边嘅人祈祷嘅时候咧，就系祷告话系叫嗰个人咧唔好喺祈祷里边系放弃。
My wife comes from a family of many, many ministers.
咁咧，我太太嚟自嘅屋企咧就里边有好多嘅传道人。
But her grandfather, it was her grandfather or great grandfather, never came to Christ until he was over 90 years of age.
但是呢他的爺呢定因为是太爺呢是直至到超过了90岁才是认识耶稣。
And it was just 1 month or 2 months before he died, he gave his heart to Jesus.
咁咧就系直至到咧系佢过身之前咧一至两个月嘅时间，佢就将佢嘅心系交俾耶稣。
And many others were already in the ministry, but he had not given his heart to Jesus.
咁咧屋企里边有其他人咧已经喺侍奉嘅岗位里边啦，但系呢一个曾祖父咧系当时仲未系将自己嘅心交俾耶稣。
It's sad that he waited so long.
咁咧，其實佢等咗咁耐嘅時間，先至去到耶穌嗰度，係好慘嘅一件事。
Just before he died, he gave his heart to Jesus.
但係好感恩嘅，就係當佢係過身之前，先至將佢嘅生命交俾主。所以咧，我哋唔應該放棄。
Now I noticed I didn't finish this because the button quit working.
嗰個掣，
I've been pushing this button over and over, but it's pray with perseverance.
咁咧呢度个应用咧就应用就系话祷告要具忍耐坚忍。
And then it's the summary is be tenacious in prayer。
个总结就系话你要抓紧住嘅祷告。
Yeah, be tenacious. That means you just in English you will not let go。
嘅意思喺英文里边咧，即系话咧你完全系唔会放手嘅。
Pray with perseverance。
系坚持嘅，坚忍嘅咁样嚟。
Be tenacious in prayer。
咁咧就唔好咁容易放手。
Now I'm going to close in prayer in a few moments, but right now I want you to turn and pray with each other.
咁咧，我而家就想大家咧系互相嘅咁样嚟祷告。之后咧，我就会再用祷告嚟。
Tell the person something you have been praying for a long time.
话俾你身边人知，有啲事咧，你可能系祷告咗好耐嘅时间。
Let that other person pray for you.
咁咧就叫你身边嗰个人咧系为你祷告。
We will take only about 5 or 10 minutes to do this.
可能是用5至10分钟的时间。
And then I'll pray a blessing over you to end our time.
咁咧，然后咧，我就会系用呢个祷告咧祝福嚟总结。
Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be together today.
父神啊，我感谢你系叫我哋今日有个机会系聚埋一齐祈祷。
And Lord, I just speak blessing on all of those who have taken this time.
所以我而家咧系祝福系嚟到嘅人。
And I speak over them these words.
我就同佢哋讲呢啲说话。
May the God of peace.
愿神嘅平安。
Who through the eternal blood of the covenant,
是透过这个永恒的约
brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ,
是叫我们的主耶稣得以复活
May he equip each of these to do everything that you desire that they do,
是的，愿你自己呢，是装备我们当中每一个，是做你想他们做的事。
So that they would please you, O Lord.
是叫他们呢，是能够讨你自己的喜悦。
And that they would be used of you.
是呢，是被你使用。
And that you would go before them in every way.
也都求你呢，在任何的事上都在他们前面行。
And you would open doors that no man can shut.
你也都是你为他们开门，是叫没人呢，是能够将那些门是关上。
And you would keep them faithful as they would wait on you from day to day.
是的，叫他们呢，是在每天等候你的上面呢，都是能够忠心。
And Lord, we pray now for Hong Kong.
所以主，我们现在为到香港这个城市祈祷。
And for all the churches that will meet even tonight, some of them and tomorrow.
是叫呢，有聚会的教会，可能是今晚聚会或者是明天。
We ask for an open heaven over Hong Kong.
我们求呢，是在香港这个城市上面呢，是你的天堂打开。
That you will rain down your presence and your glory.
是呢，你会将你的荣耀和你的同在是降临到在这个城市那里。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
是我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
And everybody says amen.
是大家一起说阿门。
I want to just mention a couple of things to you.
那你也想跟大家说几件事。
If you want to sign up To join a wall of prayer, there will be you can do this at the table out there.
咁如果大家想係報名參加呢個喺城牆裏邊嘅禱告咧，可以喺出去嘅時候喺門嗰度填個表。
If you want more information about that,
如果大家係想喺嗰方面有更多嘅資料咧，
亦
都可以記低個名。
Our World Prayer Map also has the Hong Kong address and our office information on it.
我哋咧呢個為世界祈禱嘅呢一個地圖咧，呢個禱告指引咧，上邊咧亦都有香港同埋我哋喺香港嘅辦公室嘅地址。
And we have a few copies of about our Project Macedonia work.
咁咧，亦都係有一啲小冊子咧，係關於我哋喺 Macedonia 呢一個地方嘅一啲做緊嘅項目。
That tells about how many people came to Christ last year in the ministry.
咁咧就有喺度記低咧，就話舊年嘅時間咧，有幾多人係嚟到信耶穌。
And many stories of some of the miracles God is doing.
咁咧有好多故事係關於神自己行嘅神蹟。
But this is especially for those that would like to get involved in supporting what the work is of Every Home for Christ all over the world.
咁咧呢啲冊子咧係特別咧，我哋想俾咧當中咧係邊個係有心係有感動係特別想咧係支持我哋係逐家歸主呢一個侍奉工作嘅。
My book, Look What God Is Doing, tells even more.
咁我嘅书咧，我自己著作嘅书就话睇下神做嘅工作，就会喺呢方面讲更多。
Now, remember, we only finished half the teaching.
咁咧，大家咧就提一提大家，我哋而家咧只系完成咗一半嘅教导。
Be sure we have your contact information to let you know when we return to do part two.
咁咧，大家如果咧系留低你嘅联络资料嘅时候咧，我哋就会通知大家话我哋几时翻嚟去教下半节嘅课程。
Because now I can tell you a secret.
咁我而家咧，因為可以同大家講一個秘密。
Part two is the best part.
第二部分咧，比第一部分咧更加正。
It is so much better.
係正好多。
But I didn't want to tell you at the start.
但係咧，就唔想掃大家興啦，所以一開始冇同大家講。
I want to thank Pastor Greg of this Fellowship Union Church, Pastor Greg Anderson and Pastor May and
Pastor May, Pastor Greg Anderson 係幼靈堂嘅，
for letting us be here.
係咧，叫我哋咧今日能夠係嚟到同大家一齊。
I really love this place because I like the sound.
咧，我好喜歡呢個地方啊，因為佢個音響嘅效果非常好。
When you worship,
當你係敬拜嘅時候
，it sounds like you're in heaven.
咁咧，感覺上咧好似喺天堂敬拜緊一樣。
So thank you very much.
所以好多謝大家。
It's all done. I thank Grace too.
Okay, thank you. Alright, can we all stand and sing our last song?